For the second straight year, some of the best Division III lacrosse talent has come to Maryland to face off. Lynchburg, Cabrini, Cortland, Nazareth, Dickinson, and Stevenson all meet for the midseason classic of lacrosse. Now, live from Mustang Stadium in Owings Mills, Maryland, this is the Green Turtle Classic on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Good afternoon and welcome to Owings Mills, Maryland for top-notch Division III men's lacrosse action. Dickinson and Nazareth set to go at it for game number one of the 2015 Green Turtle Classic. Live here from Mustang Stadium, I'm Christian Payne alongside Glenn Clark, and thanks so much for joining us here this afternoon on SFMSports.net. This is exactly what you live for as a D3 lacrosse fan. Plenty of sunshine today for three big matchups ahead of us. And Glenn, the scene at host Stevenson looked a little bit different yesterday. A steady coating of snow. We had some frozen tundra-esque going on down on the turf. But today, we fast forward 24 hours. It's back to that great-looking turf. A bit more prep time for both sides. Two teams, Dickinson and Nazareth, coming into today through their first five games in search of a big statement win today here in Owings Mills.
Yeah, no doubt about that, Christian. Good to work with you. It is gorgeous, frankly, here in Owings Mills today, whereas yesterday it was not conditions that you want to play lacrosse in. Good decision by all the schools involved to push things back a day, not risk anyone getting injured out on the sort of awful-looking field that we had yesterday. But today, things gorgeous and should set up for a great day ahead.
Well, Nazareth comes into the matchup with a 3-2 overall record. We'll give you a little bit of the tail of the tape here from Mustang Stadium. Heading into this one, they're coming off a huge win over Clarkson. Really a great, fantastic effort. The 9-5 decision on St. Patrick's Day at home. This Nazareth team has already been battle-tested, Glenn. They've gone down to the wire in many situations this year. Right now at 3-2 overall, four of their five games have been decided by just one goal. The Golden Flyer offense averaging around 8 goals a game, just 29%. In man-up situations, however, but ready today to break it open just a bit. And you look to the senior attack duo of Luke Wooters and Troy Heffel. They're crafty Dodgers behind who started and played alongside each other on that attacking unit for 4 years. So today they're our go-to guys. And Glenn, to look to change that scoring and bump it up a little bit here today against Dickinson.
No doubt, Christian, as you mentioned, Wooters, Heffel, they've combined for 15 goals and 11 assists on the season. 26 of the team's total 71 points. So that's more than a third of the points on the season have come from those two guys. They've been taking 52 total shots on the season, so expect them to be firing away today.
And on the other side, the Dickinson Red Devils make the short trip down from Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and enter today's game with a 2-3 overall record, coming off a huge overtime win up at Widener. Junior standout midi Chris Menard fired in that golden goal just 9 seconds into the extra frame, a timely confidence booster for a Dickinson team that's looking to get back in that national conversation. And head coach Dave Webster, now in his 14th season with the Red Devils, went 18-1 in 2013. Dickinson fans listening, you remember that magical historical run. The Devils completed a Centennial Conference Championship three-peat. They're ranked at number two, number three all year long behind RIT and Stevenson, the eventual national champion that year. They came up just short against Salisbury in the lead eight. But Glenn, you look to this huddle this year, and there's still some guys that know what it takes to get the job done in the crunch time, in big moments just like this. Specifically for Dickinson, you look at brothers on the defensive end in Slay and Ace Suda. These guys are going to grind it out every single time. They're tenacious defenders and will leave this Dickinson unit today.
Yeah, Slay and Ace, it sounds like a superhero tandem, and at times they've certainly played that way. Both seniors out of Franklin Park, New Jersey. The duos combined to scoop up 20 ground balls this season, force 7 turnovers. They will be a hassle for that high-powered offense on the other side for Nazareth.
We'll take a short break here. The pregame show, Stars and Faceoff on the other side here from Mustang Stadium. Christian Payne alongside Glenn Clark, Dickinson and Nazareth up next. This is the 2015 Green Turtle Lacrosse Classic with SFMSports.net.
Times are different than they were when Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with Geico.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Something I discovered in myself is that if I have a goal, then I can accomplish it.
It's a well-rounded experience.
At a Division III school, you're primarily a student-athlete, so the school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual.
It helps a lot that you have family, with your team that can guide you.
This is the Green Turtle Classic, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Owings Mills, Maryland, the site of the 2015 Green Turtle Classic. Christian Payne alongside Glenn Clark here at a sunny Mustang Stadium. It does not get much better than this, lacrosse fans. Fasten your seatbelts. The Red Devils take on the Golden Flyers. First, we'll go over to that Nazareth sideline. And Glenn, who can we expect out on the starting lineup for head coach Rob Randall today?
Yeah, let's take a look at the starting lineup for Nazareth. And as we mentioned, up top, their two big scorers, Luke Wooters and Troy Heffel, joined on the attack by Will Fallow. And then in the midfield, Drew Simino, we can expect to see him taking faceoffs today. Luke Longo, Brian DeFelice in the back end, AJ Small, Vincent Perillo, Jerry Chastain, and in goal, Michael Cicchetti. He's allowed 27 goals in four games for a 6.75 goals against average. He's made 33 saves, stopping 55% of the shots he's faced. He's also picked up four ground balls for Dickinson.
For the Red Devils, coming with a 2-3 overall record, a statement win would be what the Devils could get today against a fantastic Nazareth squad. Out on the attacking unit for head coach Dave Webster, getting the start once again today, wearing that number three jersey, is Mitchell Andres. Really like the play from this kid. Very quick, can play behind. Nice vision through the crease. Look to him to be a feeder today for the other two attackers. A senior in George Mazarakis has the big righty cannon. Look for him to step in and put in some rips towards the cage. And then finally, the third attackman for Dickinson, number 23, Rob Kendall, will play that lefty side. Move from the midfield. 2014 had a fantastic year on the midfield unit. Now he moves to attack and has moved into that great mold as well. Those are your three attackmen for Dickinson. Moving up to the midfield, a little bit of a shift for number four, Tyler Llewellyn, the sophomore standout for the Red Devils out of Loyola Blakefield High School, will play now in the midfield, joined by Dylan Mayer, first year with that lefty can as well. He's got some great moves in just his rookie season. Then rounding out the midfield, our player to watch here for Dickinson, number 20, Chris Menard. This guy can do it all. He can dodge downhill, shoot with left and right on the run. He will be tough for this Nathers defense to stop. Then you move down to close defense, Slay Suda, the senior captain. This guy is the bulldog for Dave Webster down low. He's going to be your shutdown guy to look to today. He's joined by Graham Parsons, a junior who's played both long stick and close, well-rounded and very quick in the clearing game. Then the third defender down low, and DJ Henderson, another senior. He'll be on that crease, very vocal, and likes to get out and get going on the fast break. And then in between the pipes for the Red Devils, number eight, Nick Baxter, the junior out of Boxford, Mass, but 7.42 goals against, not too bad, about 60% save percentage through five games. So those are your starters for the Dickinson Red Devils. And Glenn, really just look to a fantastic tail of the tape here today. Two very evenly matched teams across the stat sheet, but what's key really in the first few minutes of any Division III lacrosse game, but when you got the tail of the tape moving ahead to a stage like this, what do you think is going to be key of the first five
minutes?
You know,
a couple things that jump out at me when you look at the numbers of these teams coming in. One, the penalties for Dickinson. 24 penalties this season. It's given their opponents 23 man-up opportunities on the year. Now, they've been very good man-down. They've only allowed 8 man-up goals on the season, so they've been coming away with stops on over 60% of their opportunities. However, they only have 9 man-up opportunities on the season. They've converted 5 of those, so that jumps out at me. And also looking at our tail of the tape today, as you mentioned, scoring about even ground balls. Dickinson with a significant advantage there, 33.2 ground balls, 25.2 for the Golden Flyers. Golden Flyers with a sizable advantage in faceoffs. Again, competition is an issue. It's not even competition that we're looking at.
Set for faceoff here for the Green Turtle Classic. Down at the X for Nazareth, it's Simino to go against Murphy for the Red Devils. And we're underway here in Owings Mills.
Clean faceoff win there.
Great job by Simino. First shot of the game, just wide left.
Did not waste any time getting that one off. And that certainly is something that you would expect to see from Luke Wooters. He is a guy that's willing to take those shots.
Wooters leads Nazareth with 9 goals heading into today's contest. The first offensive possession for the Golden Flyers. Heavy pressure on the hands from Graham Parsons. Nazareth, the visiting team today, wearing those gold jerseys with white helmets and white shorts, Dickinson, the all-whites with the red trim. Their first midfield unit gets their opening look here this afternoon. Thanks for joining us live from Mustang Stadium. Good face shot and score. Fantastic opening move from Dan O'Brien, the junior middie out of Penfield, New York. Puts in the first goal of the afternoon on a pretty face dodge and shot past Nick Baxter. Nazareth up 1-0 over the Devils early on.
And a determined drive there from O'Brien. As you can see, he knew exactly what he wanted to do. As soon as he had the ball on his stick, he ends up going high to low, a little bit of a bouncer there that manages to trickle in just to the right side of the cage. And, you know, this is just the type of offense that you would expect from Nazareth. They took the early shot. It wasn't there. Patient approach. Now the switch out, and O'Brien comes in with a head of steam to finish that one off. That was just a good look. An angle off that bounce that was a little bit trickier, but a good job to finish that one off.
Face-off X. It'll be an early start, and the Devils will get their first possession. Down 1-0 early on. It's Chris Menard to set the table for Dickinson.
And on that last goal, Christian, the other thing that jumps out for Baxter is that's one of those tricky hops that you see all the time, say, for an outfielder in baseball, where you don't really know how to play it exactly. Sort of fortunate for O'Brien that he put this ball in that right spot to get that tricky hop, but hard to read those for anyone. You have no idea exactly where the ball is going off the ground.
Here's Menard. He's got a short stick matchup. A little bit of a surprise as the Devils open up in that circle. Now they look to work into it. Just about 2 minutes gone here early on from the Green Turtle Classic. Matchup number one, Dickinson taking on Nazareth. It's Andres working against the pole for Nazareth. Back behind, it's Vincent Perillo. Here's Mitchell.
Perillo not allowing any room there.
Definitely tight on the hands. We'll see what the Red Devils do in their opening possession here. Now it's Menard working against a short stick once again.
So Skalsgård, he just blew by. A little bit too much on that pass.
Went for the hitch there and just let that pass go. And on the same page with Andres behind, first turnover for the Red Devils.
Yeah, again, you like the aggression. Just I don't know that you needed. Andres was standing by himself, really, behind the goal. There was no one around him. I don't know why he needed to put quite the whip on that pass to send it behind the goal. I think a lob would have probably gotten the job done just as well in that situation.
Kyle Fanning checks it in for Nazareth, up 1-0 early on. Thanks to a great goal by Dan O'Brien just a few minutes in. Golden Flyers looking to bump that record up to 4-2 on the year. Dickinson in desperate need of a statement win at 2-3. Look for Nazareth, watching some film this week. Like that 3-1-2 set with the senior duo of Heffel and Wooters behind.
Again, patient approach on the second possession here for Nazareth. You like to see that. You don't like to see that pass, however.
Still mid-season. We're at the 5-game point. A little bit of sketchy stick work. Ball goes back to the Red Devils. First turnover for Nazareth. So back-to-back turnovers here on the past two possessions. It's a little flip back to Rob Kendall. Dickinson will take their time and check in towards those second middies. Now trotting on for Dickinson. It's a different look in Kobe Frankel now on that far side. Andre's still hounded there. Great pressure from the NASD.
Christian, the other thing you wonder about for both of these teams, and really for all six teams that we're going to see today and tomorrow, is how the schedule change affects them. Because mentally, we all know that athletes sort of ramp up. They have a plan for getting ready for games. And while they're expecting to play today, they were also expecting to have played yesterday. So having to sit around for an extra day, what does that do to an athlete's psyche? What does that do for them as far as their preparation is concerned? It's something that can certainly play an impact.
Kendall with a big righty rip, just wide left to that upper 90, trying to beat Cucchetti in between the pipes for Nazareth. Sort of wide left, good job by Andres to back it up.
Going mid to high on that shot, and a little bit too high it looked like.
Here's Colin Farrell, the senior middie out of Newtown Square, PA. A little shift and shake. Dickinson will keep it hot.
Big fan of his movies as well.
Oh, definitely. Feed towards the inside, couldn't find the stick of Dodson. It's picked up off the turf by A.J. Small. Good ground ball for Nazareth.
A couple of sloppy passes so far for Dickinson on this one. Again, that one more of a lob where you probably needed to put a little bit more zip on that ball. So just a couple of, you know, really iffy passes early on in two offensive possessions for the Red Devils.
This is the matchup we've looked to here today. We'll continue. Wooters against Suda. Big guys for both squads. Wooters with 9 goals to lead the Golden Flyers coming into today's game. Slay Suda, that lockdown guy for Dave Webster.
I can't get over their name, Slay and Ace. Do they have a third brother named Thrash by any chance? Something like that?
Good chance that they do. And not only are they good lacrosse players, but they're great students as well. So fantastic duo of lacrosse players for Dickinson. See some good coverage through that brother chemistry. Nice article by Coyne. Always great coverage from Jack and D3 Lacrosse Arenas. Here's Naz working into another possession. Not too much pressure outside of the zone by the Red Devils. Short stick D middy. Mike Serpa now in on the hands. Feet towards the crease. Wooters a shot save. Nick Baxter.
Wooters didn't get a ton on that shot that time. It ended up being right into the stick of Baxter, and it was a difficult angle on top of it. Not really a lot that he could do there. When the ball first came in, he imagined being in a position where he could sort of send in a one-timer there, but just by the time it comes off his stick, there really wasn't much there to threaten Baxter, and Baxter does a nice job of handling what it should have been an easy save to make there.
So Baxter with the save, but he doesn't get the help on the other end. Another unforced error for the Red Devils. Baxter got to get some confidence from that, but he's got to get a break too, as Dickinson has two early turnovers.
Well, it's three possessions and three bad passes now for the Red Devils. And jitters, perhaps, again, odd schedule, changes, things along those lines, knowing you got a big weekend ahead of you, two big games, and an opportunity to really sort of put yourself right back on the map when it comes to D3 lacrosse this weekend at Owings Mills. A good crowd out on hand. The weather's nice, so just wonder if there's maybe a little bit of jitters so far for Dickinson.
Back to the first mids here for the Golden Flyers and head coach Rob Randall. Been with the program since 2001, taking in some great heights, most namely a couple Empire 8 championships under his name, coaches of the year as well. Comes the goal down the right-hand alley. Great check by Suda coming in the interception, the passing lane. Just kind of poked it away, and off the races are the Red Devils. Here's Dodson into the box. Now down low. Kendall shot, save. Cucciti, good job to come off the goal mouth and cut off the angle.
Did that even get through? I wonder. There was so much traffic sort of there. You realize when you have that point-blank opportunity, when you get the ball right on the doorstep, you want to go right to the cage. But there were really three bodies there preventing you from getting any sort of space on that look. And I know it's tough to pull up when you're in that position because you're so close, but I wonder if that might not have been the better play in that situation given the sheer traffic in front of the goal.
Here comes Nazareth once again. It's Fanning, the righty cradle, working against Graham Parsons down low. Now Gielli try to work in towards the crease. Fanning will shoot and score.
That's just a great individual move.
Kyle Fanning showing his strength at 6'2". Like that body matchup, then rolled on the inside. Graham Parsons didn't get the early slide. He sticks it past Nick Baxter. Naz up early, 2-0.
Fanning's first goal of the day, and again, this is just a one-on-one move to go back. Again, it's the first dodge, he cuts in, and then he's all alone. There were three defenders in the area, but none of them between him and the cage, and that was too easy of a look. And not surprised that Dickinson wants the early timeout, as it's just been sloppy thus far at about the midway point of the first half.
So Kyle Fanning checks in for goal number two. That's his fifth on the year. Goal number one for Nazareth came from Dan O'Brien just a few minutes in. So far we've seen some untimely turnovers from Dickinson. Nazareth doing well, going lengthy into possessions. We'll take a quick break here. We'll be back for the 2015 Green Turtle Lacrosse Classic. This is Dickinson and Nazareth, the Green Turtle Lacrosse Classic with SFMSports.net.
This season, never miss a single goal with the Mustang Sports Network.
Taylor Morgan, transfer out of Maryland, right down the middle, he shoots and scores!
Watch all men's and women's lacrosse home games live at GoMustangSports.com. If you can't be near a computer, listen on your mobile device. Just visit SFMSports.net and tap on Listen Live after the game. Come back for our post-game chats with the coaches and student athletes.
You got Pat Cannon back with Stephen Bannock. They do a lot of the same things.
Pat's just a goal scorer. You know, he makes plays and stuff, and he's able to finish from tough angles and feed, and he's just such a tough guard.
The Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net. Back to the Green Turtle Classic, live from Owings Mills, Maryland, on the Mustang Sports Network.
Welcome back to sunny Owings Mills. Christian Payne alongside Glenn Clark with you for the 2015 Green Turtle Classic. Nazareth out to the early 2-0 lead over Dickinson. The Red Devils calling that timeout. Really want to get back on the same page. Coach Webster back to the drawing board. We'll go back to the face-off X. It's Drew Simoneau, who's been impressive so far this season. Going up against Ryan Campbell.
You can only imagine what Coach Webster says in that timeout. Guys, settle down. We're just playing lacrosse. That's all that's happening here. Don't let the stage be too big for you. Don't allow yourself to get carried away and try to score three goals all at once. It's just go out and play lacrosse. Everything will be fine. Again, they haven't done... There's a nice shot there, but... And it's going to stay right here. Christian, it doesn't seem as though Nazareth has drastically outplayed Dickinson so far. It's just been a couple of mistakes made by the Red Devils that have been the difference so far in this one.
Certainly has. A little bit of game management, too. Some forced shots by Dickinson. Got to really work into that gain possession, give their defense a break a little bit. Be back the first midfield look here for the Golden Flyers. Another face-off win out of the break by Drew Simoneau. He's 2 for 3 so far. Here up top for Nazareth, it's Dan O'Brien, who scored goal number 1. Feedback behind, two-man game for Wooters.
Interesting, it's 2-0 game, and we haven't really heard anything at all yet from Wooters or Heffel. They get involved in this one, it could be trouble for Dickinson.
Tyler White in a short stick mid for Dickinson, joined by Ace Suda here now on the ball. It's McDermott working to his right, looking for that skip pass, couldn't find it. Now O'Brien behind for Wooters, trying to work those shifty dodges we've seen from him throughout
defense.
His career.
Good defense right there, not allowing anything with Slay Suda. That was good physical play, using the stick to create separation and force Wooters back away from the cage.
McDermott against Suda. This is the matchup that Nazareth wants to exploit. Lefty shot, got a piece of the net, looked like, but a great split save there by Nick Baxter to knock it away.
And that is a difficult shot to take, going to your left, and I didn't think he could get that anywhere near. I thought that was headed directly for the...
Now, off the restart, Nazareth gets goal number 3, firing it home. It's Troy Heffel. Now he's on the board. Great assist from behind, too, off the quick restart. Nazareth out to a strong 3-0 lead here at Stevenson.
That's about as easy as you can make it right there to give Heffel a look right in front of the goal. I mean, he was just on the edge of the crease. He had all sorts of options for what he could do in firing that one in. It's sort of unfair to put Baxter in that situation as I watch in the replay here. I mean, there was a defender in the area, but nothing that Graham Parsons could have done about that when he is back turned at that moment, and that was easy for Heffel to put that one home.
Troy Heffel's 7th goal on the year. Assist goes to Luke Wooters. That's his 6th here in 2015. Back to the face-off battle we go. A little bit of a scrum this time. Not a clean win. Still in limbo, trying to poke it out, Simoneau, but it will be given back to the Golden White. Nazareth completely controlling this contest so far. Momentum is definitely with the Golden Flyers.
And certainly coming out of that timeout, there's no doubt that Dave Webster expected a little bit more from his team. He wanted to get them settled down. Again, you think about those 3 wasted opportunities early on in this game for the Red Devils. Game could be drastically different at this moment. Right now, you're just trying to stay in.
Nick Arnold, a bouncer, wide left. Baxter was all over that one.
And good effort to try to run that one down by DJ Henderson. Just couldn't get inside position to back that one up.
Be Wooters on the restart. He'll work against DJ Henderson this time. The lefty pole down low. Wooters with a quick shot and score. And that's a pretty shot from number 6. His first of the afternoon. He's pumped up. The fist pump as well to give a lot more emphasis to a 4-0 lead. It's all Nazareth here to start this one.
And you know why it is that Wooters now has 10 goals in the season, because he has the ability to go cross-body, running full on to his right. He sends the shot back to the left, completely baffles Baxter. This highlight won't do justice to how great this score is. How you get that one in, going across your body that way, I don't know. That was a tremendous, tremendous goal from Wooters. And as I said at the timeout, Christian, Heffel and Wooters weren't involved then. They're certainly involved now.
Just wait for the duo to come, and they will answer. Back-to-back goals by Heffel and Wooters out of that Dickinson timeout. Naz on top, 4-0 over the Red Devils. They get a much-needed possession here. It's Tyler White to step it in for Dickinson.
You don't want to overemphasize this, but this is a big possession for Dickinson. I mean, if this is going to be a game that they're in and hanging around in, they need to start cutting into this lead soon. They can't allow to get to the end of the first quarter, still a 4-goal game, maybe even a 5-goal game at that point. They've got to get this down a little bit, or else they're going to put themselves in a monumentally difficult position.
Dickinson with just 2 shots so far. 1 save for Cucchetti in between the pipes for Nazareth. Here's Dylan Mayer. And Mitchell Andres back behind, working a little circle. He'll try to find somebody on the crease here. Now Marr, left to right split. Dickinson being patient, trying to work through a full offensive possession here and set for Coach Webster.
It looked like they were trying to get Andres right in front of the cage, and he was there briefly, probably a right decision to not try to force it right there because there were a lot of bodies around him. It does appear as though the Golden Flyers are collapsing sort of in front of the cage, and they want to force Dickinson to take their shots from further out.
Great slide there in the defensive end by Nazareth. Picked back up by Mazarakis, but he can't find a Red Devil on the crease.
They were hopeful that they could maybe convince the officials that was a shot attempt. It certainly was not. I think he had a look on goal if he had pulled the trigger on that one, and the two closest people behind the goal were his teammates, so it would have been backed up. That might be a situation where you had good, maybe you're looking for great, and good might have been the better option in that moment. But again, four possessions, four bad passes for Dickinson so far in this game, and that's a recipe to be down 4-0 with less than 5 minutes to play in the first quarter.
Here's Vincent Perillo over the timeline, up ahead to Luke Longo. In the box, chopped down. Good job by Mike Smith to knock it to the turf.
Good
for the
defense
Red Devils.
There.
Ground ball, Jake Harrington. It's going to be a whistle and a loose ball push. Go back to Nazareth. Nothing going the Red Devils' way so far. They've had a couple good shots, but just need to work through those offensive possessions and limit the turnovers.
You need something. You know, this is the type of game you just need one thing to go your way to try to build some momentum off of it. Could be a save from Baxter, you know, a spectacular type of save. Could be a big turnover, something like that. You just really need something. You know, you hate the thought of going into man down this early in the game, but maybe a man down stop. You need something to build momentum off of to sort of get yourself in the game, because right now it's got a feel for the Red Devils like they've barely been involved in this one.
Nazareth being patient here. The first midfield look, Coach Randall. Here on the left-hand side, it's Hunter Burdick. He'll launch it back over and work through this midfield set. Now Jake Harrington will play D, working on the dodging. Matt McDermott, he'll take a bouncer well over the crossbar.
You see, that's a difficult situation to put your teammate in there. As you saw, Will Fallow didn't know what to do on that bouncer. Do you go up and try to get that one, risk it going off your stick, or do you let it go? I think he got lucky there. I think he wanted to go up and get it, but just couldn't in that situation. So because of that, they were able to get it on the backup.
Here's O'Brien for take two. He beats Suda. He has a step. He'll take a shot. Bouncer over the cage once again.
Some of these really high bouncers today. We saw the first one go in for O'Brien, but since then, they haven't been as fortunate. That's a really tough shot because, again, there's a lot that could happen after that ball bounces. You give Baxter the opportunity to get a stick on it. I would think the Golden Flyers maybe want to be a little bit more prudent in the shot attempts that they take.
Even 3 minutes left to go here in Owings Mills. First quarter action. I'm Christian Payne alongside Glenn Clark. Thanks so much for joining us. It's all Nazareth up 4-0 here and with the ball. Looking to make it 5. Dickinson needs a big defensive stop. Right-hand side, it's O'Brien. That shot really did not get anything on it that he wanted.
It might have been deflected. I think that perhaps Michael Smith got a piece of that one.
Good job by Mike Smith to get the stick in the lane there. And Hunter Burdick was the guy on the shot. He'll get it back up top.
Fortunate to hold on to that one as there was a little bit too much in that pass. McDermott did a good job to backpedal and maintain possession.
Henderson with a slap check, and he got a little bit of helmet as well, so flag down. Pending penalty for the Red Devils would be the first of the afternoon for either program.
And now, right now, everything is in favor of the Golden Flyers. They know that either they're going to come away with a goal here or they're going to come away with a man up. And so they are going to be happy to take their time, work towards the end of the first quarter, try to make sure that they still have at least the 4-0 lead.
Wooters trying to go from up top that time against Ace Suda. Good job by Ace to knock it down at the turf.
It's good aggressive defense.
I mean, Devils just got to pick it up, and they do, and play will pause.
You know what's coming. You know you're coming to a man down, but you want to get there first. You don't want to continue to allow them to just work the clock, knowing that the man up will be coming after that. So Suda aggressive there, takes the chance, comes away with knocking the ball out, and now we'll see the Golden Flyers indeed go to that man up spot.
Man up for Nazareth. Here, just 6 of 41 goals coming into today's contest on the man-up situation for Rob Randall's team at about 29%. We'll see what they can do in their first chance here, trying to make it 5-0.
And the Devils have only allowed 8 goals on the man-up this season, Christian. 23 opportunities, so that's about 65%. Wow, that's fancy.
Unbelievable look by Wooters towards the inside, catching and spinning in one motion for Nazareth. A beautiful goal on the interior, on the man up. It was number 30 inside. Will Fallow with some style points to put Nazareth on top by 5.
I have no idea how you even see that. That to me seems like nothing more than just a toss the ball in and get lucky. I'm going to look at this on the replay. I have no idea Fallow Oh, no. Fowler actually had a good look. There were two defenders on the other side of him. By the time he wrapped his neck around, he knew exactly where to put that ball. Wow. Phew.
Talk about a little bit of a box lacrosse-esque type move, a little flip on the inside, but it's good for goal number five. Great job by Nazareth once again, and Seminole is victorious at the faceoff X once again.
Well, as I said, Christian, a man up stop, as much as you don't want to go a man down stop could have been the type of thing that could have gotten Dickinson back into this game, just a little bit of momentum. Instead, it's just snowballing for them right now, and you know, five is sort of the edge. If this gets much beyond this, they are going to be in a complete world of hurt. Still at least a lacrosse game right now. Still an opportunity if they can get a stop, get a goal maybe before the end of the first quarter to make it a game again. But they are certainly in danger of making this one a laugher.
Back to even strength. That shot wide left charging in for Nazareth. It was Cameron Fry. First year midi out of Westerville, Ohio. Great to see not only recruiting, but the game spread across the nation. You got guys from California, yep, all across the country showcased here at the 2015 Green Turtle Classic.
No doubt about that. And we know how much the game is growing, and we're seeing programs crop up all around the country. And it's now going to be a case of, can the teams on the East Coast keep getting the talent from other parts of the country, or are there going to be too many options for those players that come from the Midwest and the West to stay home and play for a program closer to them?
Here's Fanning, senior from Buchanan, New York, more of a local product. Lefty dodge to his left. He finds a feed towards the inside. Shot fake, big save. Nick Baxter still alive on the crease.
Wow. That's the type of play that I'm talking about. That exactly what we're discussing. It only takes one. That was a goal. This was a 6-0 game. Baxter did a world-class job of keeping that one out of the net. They're going to run off the final few seconds of the first quarter here. It's going to be a 5-0 game, but indeed, this should have been 6-0 had it not been for a spectacular play right there by Baxter. You hope that's exactly what can get Dickinson fired up. If you're a Dickinson fan, obviously, you hope that that's what can get them fired up going into quarter number two. Wow, again, on the replay, it's even more spectacular. He stayed with them the entire way to make that play and then was in position again off the rebound. Tremendous job by Baxter.
If you're a Dickinson fan, that save from Nick Baxter, your junior goalkeeper, puts a smile on your face. We'll take a quick break heading in to frame number two. It's Nazareth on top, 5-0 over Dickinson. This is the Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net.
With all of you. Follow us on Twitter
at Go Mustang Sports.
So good to see you. Count the dance around out of my shoes. Don't need a reason. All I really need is you. Just hold the front of them. Delicious, crisp taste of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the feel of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke, just wanna catch ya. It's electric when you hit my lips. Feels so good to hold ya. It's the no calories that makes me feel like this. Just for the fun of it. Just for the thrill of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke.
This is the Green Turtle Classic, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back. Quarter number two, live from Mustang Stadium. I'm Christian Payne, alongside Glenn Clark. This is a fantastic atmosphere for Division III lacrosse. The 2015 Green Turtle Classic. Dickinson set to rebound after a tough first quarter. Nazareth on top, 5-0. Goal scorers for the Golden Flyers. Dan O'Brien checked in first, and it was Kyle Fanning, Troy Heffel, Luke Wooters, and Will Fallow to round out five goals for the gold and white here today. Back to the faceoff X. Here we go for quarter number two. It'll be a long pole this time for the Devils to take it. Chris Menard on the wing and Austin Dotson on the far side for the Devils looking to go to work. It's Zach Blumenstein, the faceoff X. He wins it. Good job by the first year.
And again, you hope this is the momentum that builds after that big save.
Menard a shot. It goes right through the wickets of Cucchetti, and we'll see what the call's going to be.
How did he keep that out?
Unbelievable stop.
How in the world did he keep that from trickling over the line? You saw that Cucchetti got the contact, but I thought as he lost the ball, it would get over the line. Somehow did not, and it stays a 5-0 game, and that was a big opportunity. opportunity for Dickinson to build on the momentum of that late save from Baxter. That's only their third shot attempt of the game, by the way, Christian. That's a staggering number. They were outshot in the first quarter 15-2, the story being just a number of turnovers, four turnovers for Dickinson early on in this one, and it was all Nazareth from there.
Nazareth settles back in. Good opening look for the Red Devils, but an even better save by Michael Crucitti, his second here of the game. Now working in, lefty dodge. Great save once again, Nick Baxter with the foot this time.
Did he get it with the foot? I thought it might have been the pipe there.
I think he got a boot on it there.
Okay, maybe it was both.
Right to left, but nonetheless, Baxter really putting the team on his back here early on. His team needs it down 5-0.
Yeah, needs something to build off of, and continuing to hold him right now at 5 and then just working it back one goal at a time. It's the way you get back into a game like this. You sort of have to say it's a brand new game at the end of the first quarter and play him evilly, chip away. You don't need to make it, you don't need to get back all 5 goals in quarter number 2. That one was definitely pipe.
McDermott definitely drew pipe. Here's Blumenstein, full head of steam. Great wheels from the first year on the break for the Devils. Jake Harrington will take a rip wide left. A flag down, though. We'll see what the call is going to be down on the turf. Looks like it'll be the first Dickinson man-up of the afternoon. So in the first quarter, the Devils with one penalty on the man-up. It was Fallow with the goal for Nazareth. We'll see what Dickinson can do with the man advantage this time. The Red Devils coming into today's contest. Not too many man-up situations for Dickinson, to say the least, this year. In man-up situations, they've done a decent job, about 55%. They'll look to get the first goal of the afternoon here with the man advantage.
The Golden Flyers have done a nice job man down this season. They've allowed only 6 goals and 17 opportunities, so they've also come up with stops on roughly 65% of their tries.
For the Red Devils on the man-up, back behind, it's working for the Devils, number 46 for Dickinson, doing a great job. The far side, it's Dylan Marr. Here's Kendall, the point, working through for the Devils. Tyler Strads back behind at the X. Also, number 35 for Dickinson, Will Trevenin in the man-up unit. Tipped, and will stay with Dickinson. About 28 seconds here on the penalty. Man advantage for the Red Devils is exactly what they need to get on the board. Dylan Marr working that two-man game up top. Here's Llewellyn, quick pass the inside. Trevenin, a snapshot just wide right.
Not a lot on the angle there. I mean, that was sort of hopeful more than anything else. And you don't get these opportunities all the time. You'd like to get something a little bit better off this man up than just one shot from a far side angle that didn't really threaten whatsoever Crucitti.
Now it's Kendall to step in and score. Rob Kendall, the senior, with the lefty rope, and will bury it for Dickinson, goal number 1 here for the Devils.
Goes low to low there, keeps it down near the ground, and I couldn't tell if that was 5-hole or just the outside of Cucciti's left leg. Either way, it came with an awful lot of speed off the stick of Kendall to make it a 5-1 game, and as I watched the replay once again, he had the space, he slid into the middle of the field, he released low, it stayed low, and it's a 4-goal game now.
Rob Kendall with great recognition there, just steps in and fires with the left hand, puts it past Crucitti and in for goal number 1 for the Devils. Now 5-1 here, back to the faceoff battle we go. This time it's a clean win, clamp and pop for Drew Simoneau. Nazareth will take a deep breath here. Devils finally break the ice here in the second quarter with 12 minutes and change left to go.
And again, this is what we talked about. You just need to chip away. You don't have to score all 5 goals at once. You don't have to make it a 5-5 game. But if you can make it a 7-3 game, a 7-4 game at the half, get yourself back into it, give yourself the opportunity to win the game in the second half, that's as much as Dickinson can ask for. The first quarter, no doubt, was a disaster for the Red Devils. But they play 4, usually in lacrosse. Typically, they don't cut the game off after 1 that I remember, and so they've got the time to try to get back into this one. They just need to settle in and take it one possession at a time. It's cliche, but we know the reason why cliches exist is because they exist in truth.
Here's a big shot coming in, blocked on the inside. Good job by Suter to come over on the slide and knock it down. Trying to pick it up,
ball.
It's Tyler White for the Devils.
The
good job
to come away with that one and just couldn't because of it.
One-on-one shot and score. Luke Wooters with the fist pump and goal number 2. He's going to cash in on that one every single time. Fantastic look by Nazareth on the ground ball situation to find their senior go-to guy on the crease.
He might not get an easier scoring chance in his life, and as good as Baxter's been point blank a couple of times a day, there's just no... Wooters could have done 12 things with that ball before he would have had to take in the shot there. He had all the time in the world, and this is what comes when you have... Indeed, he went with three fakes before he finally put it away. This is just what comes when you have a ground ball like that. You have so many men on that side of the field trying to come away with the ground ball, and you don't do it. To try to settle back up after that, nearly impossible in those ground ball situations defensively. You've got to come away with the ball somehow, some way. They had their chances. They didn't come up with it, and because of it, it's a five-goal game once again. However, see if they can't cut back into it right here.
Flag down on the field. We'll see what the call will be. Looks like Dickinson might go man up again, so the Devils would definitely love that situation. Go back to the man up here. Scoring the man up goal for Dickinson. Lone one so far, the junior Rob Kendall out of Swickley, Pennsylvania. He's got that big lefty cannon. Put it to good use here for Dave Webster. Squad looking for some more energy here, trying to chip back into the 6-1 advantage for Nazareth.
Both teams 1-for-1 on the man up today. Again, as Dickinson tries to just chip away, need to continue certainly to convert your man up opportunities. This one just a 30 seconds.
Dylan Marr double team, the ball knocked away. Great double team there, and timing was in coverage for Nazareth. Great job by the faceoff guy, Drew Simoneau, to knock it away. Here comes Naz full speed ahead into the box.
Some pushing and shoving after the play. You'll have to keep an eye on that and see if the bad blood continues during the game. The officials have got to get a hold of that one. What happened was it appeared Simoneau lost his stick after making that play, and Mayer wasn't given the opportunity to go pick the stick up, and that caused some awkwardness. Guys getting their feelings hurt today, and a little bit of pushing. Nothing called, but just something that you want to keep your eyes on. The official can't allow to continue to, no pun intended for Simoneau, simmer no as the game goes on. All right, that was bad.
Back into the offensive set. Nazareth trying to fully take control of this contest. They had all the momentum. Then Nick Baxter with a good save. Rob Kendall with a goal. Two highlights so far for the Red Devils. We have five different goal scorers. Luke Wooters with two. He has the most recent for Nazareth. Now working in, it's Heffel. Great job by Asun, and that's what you expect from the senior out of Franklin Park, New Jersey. Gets yard sealed, though. On the second effort, it's Graham Parsons to pick up the pieces and do the dirty work. DJ Henderson out and running for the Devils across midfield.
That's what I'm talking about. When you have that ground ball opportunity, you got to come away with it, or else you allow an unsettled situation the other way.
Harrington finds Mazarakis for the bouncer up and away. Backed up behind the cage for Dickinson. Good job by the first year, Mitchell Andres. With a heads-up play.
Trying to go high to low, just could not get that one on net. But you like the aggressiveness there. It was still a bit unsettled when they took the shot. You want to try to take advantage of it, and a good job to back it up.
Here's Andres working against Vincent Perillo, who's had a standout game so far on the defensive end. For head coach Rob Randall, a couple GBs. Tough coverage for him. It's Dylan Marr once again. Righty cradle, he'll work it behind. Here's Kendall, the goal scorer for Dickinson for Mazarakis. Open up in this circle for Dickinson. Different look for the Red Devils, trying to change it up a bit. Here's Llewellyn. Feed to the inside. Menard with some space. He rings it off the left post. Bad luck for Dickinson there, as Chris Menard had his best look of the day so far.
Really crisp passing and ball movement, however, from Dickinson. I know it didn't end with a goal, but that might have been their best possession of the game.
One-on-one. Baxter once again with a huge save.
Man.
He stuffs Nazareth on the doorstep. It was mano-a-mano with Will Fallow, and Nick Baxter says nuh-uh.
Three times today in point-blank situations, Baxter has made a play like that. It's tough to see because he's allowed six goals, but this game without Baxter is an utter laugher at the moment.
And Baxter, 2-for-4 in those one-on-one situations. He has two saves, two goals against. Really, you just got to take your hat off so far. The junior goalkeeper out of Boxford, Mass. Here's Menard, who just shot it off the post. Feed across the zone, looking for Dotson charging in. Couldn't get it cleanly. Another turnover for the Devils across midfield now for Nazareth.
It's a good individual play from Menard, and if he can get that pass cleanly, then it's a great scoring opportunity. He absolutely flat out beat his man on the run, but just could not connect on the pass, and because of it, Nazareth working once again.
And for the Devils, two short sticks, two offensive middies got stuck on, two flags down. We'll see what it's going to be. Upcoming penalty here down on the turf. Menard will have to play some D up top. Also, Austin Dotson, senior midi out of Bethesda, Maryland will play some D against the top offensive threat, and Luke Wooters here now trotting behind. Split right to left, beats his man, now back up top. Heffel with a great shift and shake. He'll take that shot. The flex off a Red Devil sliding across the crease and will go out of bounds. We'll see what the call is down on the turf.
As you talk about for Dickinson trying to establish momentum, on the flip side, you got to give Nazareth credit because any one of these plays could have been sort of a turner for the Red Devils. Instead, the Golden Flyers have stayed within their game, have not allowed Dickinson to capitalize on any of it, and because of it, they maintain a five-goal lead. They get the opportunity here, man up, to add on to it as we're about the midway point of the second quarter.
6-1 your score here. Man advantage for Nazareth. They're second here today. Both teams with two man-up opportunities. 7:39 remaining here in the second. Christian Payne alongside Glenn Clark live with you from Mustang Stadium. One guy on the crease, little 2-3-1 set on the man advantage for Nazareth. Wooters up top, works in that two-man game with Paul Walter. Now here's a shot and score. Great low riser coming in from the right hand of Will Fallow. He sticks that past Nick Baxter. Baxter was screened in front, and Fallow took advantage of it.
Man, and it's just a rifled in there, a cannon off the stick of Fallow, keeping it low. Baxter couldn't see it, goes to his left, and that's exactly what you want in that man-up situation, is to give your shooters some space. Dickinson was collapsing inside, and so they were willing to take that shot from outside, knowing they'd be able to back it up, and Fallow made it pay.
Nazareth 2-for-2 in the EMO situation. Almost a perfect first half so far for the Golden Flyers. Great goaltending as well. A couple different saves for Michael Cucchetti. Only one goal against so far, getting that score for Dickinson here in the second quarter. Rob Kendall. And we have five different goal scorers for seven goals for Nazareth. Back to the faceoff battle we go. Kicked out and picked up by Tyler White and Dickinson. Great gritty ground ball there from the senior, number 13, working against Simoneau on the far side.
This is really the definition of danger time right now for the Red Devils, that as we talked about, you can sort of wipe away the first quarter if you can start cutting into that lead. But if you allow the Golden Flyers to extend that lead out, and let's make it maybe an eight-goal game at the half,
Andres charging in, taking on three defenders. That shot a little bit too early.
To finish that thought, if you allow him to take that like 8-7-8 type of goal lead, then you got to start thinking about maybe saving some players' legs, knowing that you have to play again tomorrow, because it's going to be really almost impossible for you to erase that type of lead in half number two.
Kendall tried to break through. His stick flies into the air. Nazareth sideline loves it. Now they're back on the attack. Fallow scored the last goal with a fake. Skip pass, knocked down. Good job by Menard to save another possession.
No idea how Fowler thought he could get that ball through. Menard was legitimately right in front of him.
Menard launches it up on one bounce to Ace Suda, who will step it in for Dickinson. They got to take a deep breath here and give their defense a break. Suda now working against
going.
The pole. A.J. Small on his hands there.
He gets Suda off the field, and he gets a nice round of applause from the crowd that's come down here from Dickinson. And he is, again, he's done yeoman's work today. It doesn't show up in the score at the moment, but Suda has been one of the few bright spots for the Red Devils here in half number one.
Colin Farrell, Kobe Frankel, and Austin Dotson, that second mid unit for Dave Webster, now out for the Devils. Andres behind. A two-man game with our goal scorer. Here's Mazarakis take a big shot. He did not change levels. It was
nope.
An easy save for Michael Cucchetti between the pipes.
Cucchetti saw that one all the way in. Nothing fooled him whatsoever on that one. And, you know, the space was there to take the shot. I mean, I you don't fault the decision to take the shot. It just wasn't a shot that was threatening whatsoever on Cucchetti.
Surprising take there for Mazarakis, watching George in practice often, and today he can rip him, but just didn't change levels. And on any great Division III goaltender, that's not going to do what you need it to.
No doubt about that. I mean, this is
approaching 5 minutes left to go here in the second. Thanks so much for joining us here today. SFMSports.net. As always, thank you to host Stevenson for the 2015 Green Turtle Classic. It's game number one right now. We've got two more ahead of us today, and then another round of three tomorrow on Sunday.
Yeah, three tomorrow and the Stevenson women in action tomorrow morning. So a good opportunity for everyone to come check out lacrosse here in Owings Mills. And for the prices for the ticket, you can't beat it. But if you can't make it here, you know you can continue to check out all of the games on the Mustang Sports Network and here with us at FSMSports.net.
Back up top, Nazareth working into this lengthy possession. Suda back to the defensive end. Shot, bouncer, save. And right into the stick of Nick Baxter. Lost it for a moment.
Somehow he had no idea that the ball was in his stick. And by the way, given the number of saves he's made that have been much more difficult, that one was rather routine for Baxter. It's the easiest one he's made all day.
The junior having a day. Sunshine continues to beat down here. It's Llewellyn with a big shot and score. The sophomore out of Baltimore, back in his hometown and back in the scoring column. Rips that top right past Cucchini, and that is Dickinson lacrosse at its best.
Yeah, Llewellyn just made that decision the moment that he really ran onto the field. Before he even had the ball in his stick, he knew if the ball came his way, he was going to have space because he had nothing but real estate in front of him. The question was just what he could do with the shot once he got it there. And you would imagine, because he was running on, that Cucchini didn't see him coming, and because of that, he was able to get off that shot, beat Cucchini, and make it a five-goal game once again.
Llewellyn gets Dickinson back in the scoring column here. 4:07 left to play in the second. A five-goal game now. Got to get towards that four-goal margin. I like to call that the magic difference here, the fastest game of 2 feet that we all love so much. Thanks for joining us here. D3 lacrosse action continues. Shot from Simoneau. Kick save. Once again, Nick Baxter.
Baxter's been good.
Is fantastic between the pipes for Dickinson today.
Just raising his level of play as his team has needed it. Here is the half's going on.
A little commotion there between Tyler White and Heffel. Picks it up and under move. Flag up and away. Another pending penalty here. We've had a couple of them in the first half. Feet on the inside, shot and goal. And a beautiful two-man connection there. In for the score this time. It's 32. Matt O'Neill, the junior mid out of Issaquah, Washington, checks in for goal number 8.
You see Baxter's frustration there because he just misread it a little bit. It wasn't a shot that he couldn't have gotten a stick on because of the angle. He just misread it a little bit, bought the first fake. And because of that, the ball was buried in the upper, over his, what would have been his right shoulder, and it's a six-goal game once again.
Nazareth flexing those muscles up 8-2. 3:43 remains here in the first half. We'll take a quick break and be back to give you the final portion of the second quarter. This is Green Turtle Lacrosse Classic with SFMSports.net.
The NCAA would like to recognize Division III student-athletes who follow their passions and discover their potential in the pursuit of academic excellence. They're encouraged to engage in all aspects of the collegiate experience while participating in highly competitive athletic programs. Division III student-athletes dedicate themselves to become successful citizens and responsible leaders. Division III. Discover. Develop. Dedicate.
Back to the Green Turtle Classic, live from Owings Mills, Maryland, on the Mustang Sports Network.
Almost ready for the final portion of half number one here at Mustang Stadium. It's all Nazareth. Golden Flyers on top, 8-2 here in the opening game of the 2015 Green Turtle Classic. I'm Christian Payne, alongside Glenn Clark. Thanks so much for joining us here this afternoon from sunny Owings Mills. The Devils have their work cut out for them out of this timeout. Really got to get that momentum back and get, hopefully, maybe a 1-2-3 goal runs, at least something moving into halftime.
Yeah, Christian, as you mentioned, a massively important 3 minutes and 43 seconds here for Dickinson, and they have been vastly outplayed in this one, but they've had their moments here in quarter number two, at least, when they've cut into the lead a couple times, made it a four-goal game. Unfortunately for them, Nazareth has had the answers. If they could get a goal or two here, maybe make it an 8-4 game before the half, they would really at least give themselves an opportunity. If it's 8-2, maybe 9-2, 10-2, 10-3, something like that. I mean, it's a lot of scoring in 3 minutes and 43 seconds, but these teams are capable of it. Then they'd be in a lot of trouble. This would be a good way for them to start.
And right there is what makes the difference at the faceoff X. Drew Simoneau, the senior, well-seasoned against the first year for Dickinson. Ryan Campbell coming in. He's had to make the starts now as Greg Castro down with an injury for Dave Webster and the Devils. Another flag down. Looks like Dickinson will be back man up. So things starting to go the Red Devils' way. First couple possessions in that first quarter, some turnovers, some untimely penalties, but things moving back the red and white's direction.
Got a 30-second man-up opportunity here, 1-for-2 on their man-up chances so far on the day.
Back at X, Chris Jones now with the ball for Dickinson, working to his left, good pressure there for Nazareth on the hands. It's Llewellyn who had the last goal for Dickinson, skip pass to Kendall with the hitch. Now Mayer finds a shooting Chris Jones at GLE, just couldn't find that left corner.
And you see, Jones realized he had the space, so he decided he needed to take the shot. But if you're going to do that there, you almost have to do it immediately when you get the ball. You allowed defenders to close the gap a little bit, and you had to take the shot from that difficult angle and unable to really get anything that threatened.
Big shot, easy save for Cucchetti there as a penalty had just released. So Nazareth escapes the man down situation.
And taking these shots from these rough angles again, you know, they're not awful looks, and that's a really nice save there again by Baxter. They're not awful looks. They're just coming from spots where your percentage is so low that you got to think about, and this is what happens when you're down by six. You're trying to force the issue, but you got to think about getting that ball back out in front and getting a better look.
O'Neill with that last shot, another save by Baxter. O'Neill was looking for two goals in a row. He had the last one, goal number 8 for the Golden Flyers. So now they've matched their season average. Sixth game of the season, average around 8 goals. They've got it already here in the first half against Dickinson. Another big shot from Wooters. That tipped off the top of Nick Baxter's cross and out of bounds. Flag down on the field upcoming against Dickinson. So we'll trade Ian Lowe's here.
They've been really good on the extra man so far today. And this is, you know, it's hard to call anything with 2:19 to play in the first half a must stop, but this is about as close as it can be when you're at this point in the game for Dickinson, that they've got to figure out a way to come away with a stop here and not let this one expand any further. 30
Devils
seconds.
Third penalty would be a 30-second EMO for Nazareth. It would be huge for the Golden Flyers with 2:12 remaining here in the second quarter. A big confidence booster goal.
2-for-2 so far.
Now here's Wooters working that point. We'll skip pass. That shot well over the crossbar. Good look, though, for Troy Heffel.
Again, good look, but not a great angle. When you're on the man up and you're up by 6 to begin with, you can take those shots. On the flip side for Dickinson, not the shots that you should be taking down 6. Again, Heffel will get away with that one. They'll go hit him on the head and say, okay, it's obviously going to be backed up. He fired it in there so fast that it was going to be hard for Baxter to make a catch on that save whatsoever. But the angle wasn't great where he fired the shot from. When Dickinson takes those shots from bad angles, you just sort of shake your head a little bit and say, I know the frustration of being down by 6. I understand that you want to get back into the game, but you just aren't going to be able to do it that way. You've got to get better shots. And again, even if somehow this is the one that you connect on, it's not worth 10 goals. You're still going to be down by 5. Be patient. Be willing to wait for the correct shot. And that's not something the Red Devils have done as this game has gone on. It's easy for me to say up here in a booth. I understand all of that. And there's a lot of emotion that's involved with being on the field. But you see just how loose at the moment the Flyers have been, and for good reason. They've played really well. They should be loose right now. You'd like to see Dickinson at some point settle down, and Coach Webster's done everything that he can, taking timeouts, trying to get back sort of into a free-flowing style of lacrosse, but
head coach Dave Webster certainly knows his team well, an 88 graduate of Dickinson College. Been with the program since 2001. Great success in Carlisle. And historically, to your point there, Dickinson, kind of a run-and-gun team. Really likes that fast break. But this year, they're trying to find the identity still here about midseason in 2015. Out of the timeout, Nazareth looking for one more. Feet towards the inside, a little bit forced there. Be picked up, though, for the Flyers. Joe Escott will grab it. 1:45 left.
But it looks like, I think we're back to even strength. Yeah, indeed. Back
good job
to even
by Dickinson.
Strength. So that's their first man down kill of the day.
Far side, it's Will Fallow. He has 2 goals next to his name. He'll be patient with 1.5 minutes left to go here in half number 1.
Well,
Chris Payne alongside Glenn Clark here, live with you. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, you're certainly thinking about taking the final shot of the half at this point and trying to make it a 7-goal game. If you get something better, if you get a good look before then, and I imagine the officials have to start thinking about a stall warning at some point. But you get something good before then, you take it, and indeed, they're going to tell them to get in the box here.
and rule modifications every year. You kind of expect some changes. That's one of them this year. Go to the goal, says the official. And that is the plan here with 51 ticks left for Nazareth on the matchup here. Harrington, a little push there against Nazareth's Hunter Burdick. Now it's Heffel, swim dodge. Gioli whips that, tried to go top right. It was a nifty move, but a shoulder save this time from Nick Baxter.
Backed up, less than a minute to play. And Nazareth has done a nice job when they decided that minute and a half to play that they wanted to take the last shot of the first quarter. They've done exactly what they need to in order to be able to hold on.
Heffel against Harrington. Likes that hitch move. Back up top. Nazareth keeping the ball very hot around the zone. The shot tipped. Great slide by Dickinson. In coverage there was Josh Ryder to get a stick on it for the Devils, and they'll get the ball back with 11.6 left.
Henderson. That's a good stop. It's not going to, you know, get him closer, obviously, but that's a really big stop there, and anything you can build momentum off of, as we keep saying, when you're in this type of game, anything you can build momentum off of is a good thing. It's a six-goal game at the half, and so it's going to be really difficult for Dickinson, but it certainly could have been worse. I can't believe we're saying that in an 8-2 game, Christian, but it could definitely have been worse had it not been for a couple of nice turnovers and really for some big saves for Baxter.
Here at halftime, your score, Nazareth 8, Dickinson 2. Six different goal scorers in the first half for the Golden Flyers. What we're seeing here is a Dickinson team in need of some energy. They'll take that halftime break. Both coaching staffs very experienced here on great stages just like this. It's the 2015 Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net.
The top Division III lacrosse teams are coming to Owings Mills March 20th and 21st. The Green Turtle Classic pits the nation's top talent against each other in a six-game showcase. This year's lineup includes Lynchburg, Cabrini, Cortland, Nazareth, Dickinson, and Stevenson. The Mustang Sports Network will bring you all six games live. Get the schedules at sfmsports.net. Brought to you by the Green Turtle of Owings Mills.
Times are different than they were when Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with Geico.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Mustang Sports Network returns to the press box for first half highlights and a breakdown of the stats. This is the Green Turtle Classic, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome into the halftime show. Christian Payne alongside Glenn Clark here as Nazareth leads Dickinson 8-2. The Golden Flyers with 30 total shots, the Devils with just 13. That's been the storyline, this offense for Nazareth out and going with full cylinders here in Owings Mills. Let's take a look at the highlights, the goals from the first half. Number 13, unassisted. It's O'Brien for the opening score of the game. The bouncer up and in over Nick Baxter. Nazareth on top, 1-0. Then you move on to goal number 2. Was Fanning unassisted. Beautiful inside roll for Kyle. He sticks it top corner. Nazareth out an early 2-0 for the first quarter. And then you move to the next goal here. Number 28, Heffel with a big shot and the fist pump to go along with it. 3-0 Nazareth. Then it's six. Wooters finally getting on the board unassisted. Great roll dodge. He puts that one near side past Nick Baxter. 4-0 Golden Flyers. And a little flip here. It's Fallow getting a feed from Wooters. And that flip a little Richie Ford-esque here at Stevenson, if you will. And a good little wing spread to go along with it. Then you move on to the next big save for Baxter. It came at a huge moment in that first quarter and into the first break to give the Red Devils momentum. Then you move on to the second quarter. Another major save by Nick Baxter on this sequence. He gets it off stick hip right in the right time for number eight, and the Devils were off to the races. Then you move ahead to the first goal for Dickinson. It was Rob Kendall on a great skip pass from Will Trevenin, the junior from Sewickley, Pennsylvania, fires it in for the Devils. Then you move ahead back to Nazareth. It's Wooters with a great pass on the inside to Heffel, and he gets the fist pump and goal number two. Wooters with two goals here in the first half. Now gone to the next save. It's a good one for Nick Baxter once again. Great job by him in the first half to keep the Devils in this ball game. Then you move to Fallow. He rips that one from the outside on the man advantage. Screened on the inside too. Good recognition by Will. Then you move ahead on the break. It's Tyler Llewellyn, the sophomore middie from Baltimore, product of Loyola Blakefield, shows what he's got, moves that energy from a Don's uniform into a Red Devil uniform. Then number 32, O'Neill on the doorstep. Great recognition. Little ball watch there for Dickinson. And the turf touch for O'Neill for the final goal of the first half. That's where we're at with 8-2, your score. And really moving into this one, a lot of different storylines. And it's kind of what we expected. Nazareth scoring around 8 goals here in this first half. But on the Red Devil sideline, Glenn, what does Dickinson need to do to get back into this one? There's a lot of different things, but I would say it starts off the faceoff X. They just need possession.
Well, yeah, faceoff certainly jumps out at you. There's no doubt about that, but they were actually even for the first half, 6-6 for both teams. I think what really jumped out at me was the turnovers. 7 turnovers from Dickinson, and again, those 4 in the first quarter that were so big and sort of turned the tide in this game early. You cannot survive that many sloppy passes and that many wasted opportunities, giving the ball right back to the Red Devils and letting them play from ahead. Again, from the time that the Red Devils established that 5-0 lead, it's a 3-2 game from that point. It's a fairly even game. But so many giveaways so early on, you cannot give the ball away. You're really at the point where you can't give the ball away once. Your possessions have to count. And as we look at the stats here at the half, again, the turnovers jump out at you. Other than that, it's fairly even outside of shots. Ground balls, 13-9 advantage for Nazareth. Man up, Nazareth was 2 of 3, whereas Dickinson was just 1 of 3. Both teams had 3 penalties. It's fairly even, but the turnovers and what that's led to as far as shot opportunities, obviously that's the big number that jumps out at everybody, 30-13. I was not a math major. I did have Mr. Radcliffe as my math teacher at Perry Hall High School here in Baltimore, and he could tell me that someone's percentages when they're taking 30 shots are going to be significantly better than a team that takes 13. That jumps out at you the most. The turnover is beyond that. If you can squeeze into that a little bit, make all of your possessions count, force a couple on the other end, try to make this an interesting game in the second half.
Coming into this matchup, we knew faceoffs would be key. Drew Simoneau for Nazareth doing a fantastic job, the senior. We knew he was going to be good, but you look to that faceoff X, the battle has been kind of even up now later on, being able to tie it up for the Red Devils. The first year doing a nice job, and Ryan Campbell out of Rumson, New Jersey, trying to keep that 50-50 as we move into the second half. Of course, a lot of different goal scorers for Nazareth. 6 goal scorers on the day for the 8 goals. On the other side, 2 different goal scorers for the Red Devils. Rob Kendall on the man up, and then Tyler Llewellyn for Dickinson. Once again, goal scorers for Nazareth, Dan O'Brien, Kyle Fanning, Troy Heffel, Luke Wooters, Will Fallow, and Matt O'Neill. So we're heading into the second half here, 8-2. A lot more great Division III lacrosse action, not only in this game, but in our 2 games here for our triple header in the 2015 Green Turtle Classic. Up ahead this afternoon at 4:30, Lynchburg takes on Cortland, and then host Stevenson takes on Cabrini at 7 tonight here in Owings Mills. So just a little bit more time here before the second half. We'll take another break and be back with half number 2. This is the Green Turtle Classic from SFMSports.net.
I know sports is important, but having the academic part along with it is a big plus. I've discovered in myself, a newfound ability to overcome adversity at all different angles.
At a Division III school, school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual. The end result in my mind is you just become a very well-rounded person.
Before I came into college, I didn't really think I'd be able to balance so much. It helps a lot that
you have a family with your team that can guide you.
With a D3 school, there's a lot of time for other opportunities. The coaches expect a lot of you during soccer, but after soccer, that's your own personal time to really find out who you are and other opportunities that you can pursue.
By balancing all of my interests, basketball, my leadership skills, and academics, I'm able to better prioritize my life and to manage it.
The Green Turtle Classic continues in minutes. Now, back to the All Access Halftime Show.
Welcome back to sunny Owings Mills. Christian Payne alongside Glenn Clark here live with you from Stevenson. The halftime score 8-2 in favor of Nazareth. Dickinson looks to get back to the drawing board and back into this ball game. We talked about a couple of the stats here at the halftime show. One that just jumps out, Nazareth firing shots at Nick Baxter. 30 total shots, 15 in both quarter for Nazareth here coming into the second half. Nick Baxter in cage for the Devils with 8 saves. So really moving in a bright outlook. Dickinson just needs to get better in that turnover category. Really just plagued by turnovers in that first half. Opening first 4 possessions for the Devils came up empty thanks to 4 turnovers, but then they rebounded nicely. Only 7 turnovers here in the first half for Dickinson. Nazareth just 4. Faceoffs, like we said, even up at 6-for-12 for both teams. And then extra man ops. We've had quite a few penalties here. Glenn and Dickinson taking advantage of 1 of 3 and Nazareth 2 of 3. So the second half, you know, a couple go-to guys to look for. I think the Dickinson defense just has really seen what Wooters and Heffel can do behind. I think they're more seasoned and ready for that as we go into this next frame.
Christian, I'm going to allow you to play analyst here for a second because you're around the Dickinson program certainly more than I am. Give me an idea, just emotionally. Have they been in a position like this before this season? Do they have anything to fall back on that can help them here down 8-2 at the half?
Not identically this season. They've had some great games, some back-and-forth battles. With St. Mary's, a huge, great win at home for the Devils. They're actually down to start that one, then came back in the first half and ran away with it. The other win at Widener, Dickinson was up 3-0 very early on. Then the Pride really took it to them, went back-and-forth, goal here and there, and then it was in overtime when Chris Menard came away with that game winner. So really, Dickinson not experienced in situations like this. They'll have to put the comeback shoes on here to be in half number 2. On the other side, you look at the Flyers. Really, just every game has been a battle for Rob Randall's squad. Out of the first 5 games, 4 of them were decided by just 1 goal. They come into this afternoon's matchup after a 9-5 win over Clarkson, obviously doing a fantastic job so far here today against a Dickinson squad in desperate need of a statement win.
It's funny you bring that up, yeah, Christian, because it's also something to be said for learning how to win in these situations. That, you know, just because you're up by 6 doesn't mean the game is over. And I would assume that a lot of Golden Flyers players came in to halftime very happy. And I was going to say the locker room, but I believe they just gathered here on the field. But I imagine they were quite happy. And that's a difficult thing to do as well, as to coach up a team in that situation and to say, if you're Coach Rob Randall, hey, look, this one's not over. You guys still have work to do today. And you're thinking again. Both teams already thinking about the fact they've got to play again tomorrow. So up by 6, if you're Coach Rob Randall, you're probably thinking already about, could we start getting some guys off the field, keeping some legs fresh for tomorrow's game against Cabrini? But it's a very dangerous line to walk for the players. It's a very dangerous line to walk for the coaches. And it could be just enough, if one mistake is made, to allow Dickinson back into the game.
Here to start half number 2, Dickinson with an opportunity. They'll be patient this time. They tried to go with the quick outlook in the first quarter. Didn't quite work like they wanted it to. We'll settle in here. Menard can't handle it cleanly, but it's picked up by Llewellyn. Tyler with the last goal for Dickinson.
As close I said,
quarter number 2.
Cannot have turnovers, and awfully close to 1 again there. They have got to tighten that up in the second half.
There's Kendall at goal number 1 for Dickinson. Back up to Mazarakis. 2-man game. Here's George to step in. The righty rip from Mazarakis just wide right.
He had a lot of space to work with, but there was traffic in front of the cage. It was hard to find a path to get that one through.
Mitchell Andres on the restart. Here to Llewellyn. He's in the midfield today. A little bit of different look for Tyler. Now Kendall will step in. That's off side net. Unfortunate angle there for Rob Kendall. He was looking for his second after the noon. Good job by Cucci to pick it up. Here comes Nazareth.
Good possession for Dickinson there. I mean, a good one. Didn't pay off the way you'd want it to. And big four-star turnover. That's two turnovers that Dickinson has forced here already in quarter number three. And unfortunately there, it's a good run, and Mike Smith had a head full of steam. But
Mike,
he just couldn't
Mike
get anything
Smith
on the
down
shot.
Down on the turf right now for Dickinson.
It doesn't look good for sure.
Smith is a guy that's going to give it 100% every single time for you. He picked that pass off full head of steam, and I was not surprised that he took that shot, but weathered a late hit. So Adam Richmond, the trainer for the Red Devils, now on the turf with Mike Smith.
A flag down, so we'll expect a call here. Smith also playing in front of a home crowd here in Owings Mills as he is out of Loyola Blakefield. And tough to see this for a senior, for someone who clearly has meant a lot to this program. Tough to watch as he is writhing in pain on the field. And we saw, again, on the replay, just a bit much on the shoulder there. The hit came from number 38, Jerry Chasteen, for Nazareth. And yeah, this is not a good scene right now here at Mustang Stadium.
So Mike Smith, best goes down to him on the turf, took that late hit. He's a guy that will give you plenty of energy on both sides, as we see here on the offensive end after picking the pass off. Just takes that huge hit coming in. Nazareth on the slide there. It was Jerry Chasteen in coverage. So
that's a good first sign. He was able to roll over under his own power. They didn't force him. If you start worrying about back, things like that, you don't really want him to move. Back and neck injuries, usually you'd say, hey, look, don't. And now he's able to sit up under his own power. So already some good signs from Mike Smith. And nice job done by the training staff there of taking time, not being in a rush to get him off the field. He's able to say, okay, I'm all right. It's not maybe as significant as was feared. He's now leaving the field under his own power. That's a great sign for Mike Smith after taking that rough hit.
Mike Smith is the guy that's going to be that cheerleader just in the huddle, talking anything you need him to. He can pump you up. He can give you good defensive orders. He can even help the offense out when they need it. So he's a crucial guy to this Dickinson squad. And back off the field under his own power, always a good sign. So the Red Devils go back man up here. One opportunity here in the second half with the EMO.
1-3 in the first half, yep. We're thinking the same things, you and I, Christian Payne. We've only worked together for two quarters. Already we have the same brain. It's amazing how that works.
On the same wavelength, you got to love it here in Division III lacrosse. Six of the best teams in the nation going at it here today. Matchup number one. It's been exciting so far. Nazareth with good advantage over Dickinson. Red Devils back man up. Matchup number two will be Lynchburg and Cortland. And then the third tonight, Stevenson and Cabrini.
Can you imagine the Dickinson players not happy about that hit that Mike Smith took from Chasteen? Now on the man up, an opportunity, use some of that energy, turn it into a goal, and more contact in front of the crease.
Chris Jones with a nifty stick fake. Tried to just squeeze in on the crease there, but there were three Golden Flyers with other ideas.
1:40 remaining. This is a two-minute advantage after that hit from Chasteen. So big opportunity for Dickinson. You don't, I mean, no, especially when you have this long on the man up, you do not want to take an ill-advised shot. You have to continue to work the offense until you get a good look. You certainly can't risk turning the ball over.
Devils keeping the ball hot. Jones back to his feet, back to Llewellyn on that left-hand side. Trevenin looking for a feed. It's Marr with a huge shot. The lefty laser beam. Dylan Marr just powers it past Cucchini, top right. And that is a beautiful shot from the first year for goal number three.
Yeah, I was a little bit worried at first, but there was so much power behind that one that it ends up being a good shot. It would have been almost impossible for Cucchini to catch that one, even if he could get the stick on it. So you're good with that shot. Waited for it, had the space to work with, started low, went high. That's just a rip. I mean, that's just an absolute rip off the stick of Marr. That makes it a five-goal game once again. And because that was an unreleasable penalty, I believe, that 2 minute, they would stay on the man up.
Dylan Marr with his second goal on the year. Couldn't have come at a bigger time. You can hear the net pap from up here. Gotta love it. And a connection, too, between two first years. Assist goes to Chris Jones on the man up. Marr gets Dickinson back in the mix.
That's a big faceoff win for the Flyers because now they're going to go to work trying to kill off this minute that still remains on the penalty. Dickinson will try to double and harass whoever has the ball because they want to get one more chance here while they're man up. So the Golden Flyers are essentially playing keep away right now for the next 51 seconds.
This is the guy they want with the lacrosse ball. It's Luke Wooters. behind against Slay Suda.
The other thing that comes when you're hassling right now is it maybe could lead to an opportunity going towards the goal. So as much as the Devils want to get the ball away and don't want to see the rest of this 35 seconds run off the clock, they can't in the process allow someone to forget an assignment and leave someone from the Golden Flyers wide open in front of the cage. By the way, just a tremendous job being done right now by the Flyers of keeping the ball away. This is textbook at the moment.
Kyle Fanning, the big senior middy. Now up towards that Stevenson logo at midfield, hounding pressure from two short sticks in Chris Menard and Suda. Knocked to the turf,
times.
And Ace gets it. Devils with a great job to work through the
only
man advantage
and
get the ball back.
No, I just couldn't connect on that pass. They're trying to force the issue because they're only about 5 seconds. And they're going to get a call
down
there, and I believe it was Jones. Indeed, it was Chris Jones who just sort of... I mean, that was a pro wrestling move. That was a WWE type of like...
Ric Flair-esque?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of exactly what you... Power bomb is what it looked like in that moment, and that's going to earn him the flag.
Maybe a little frustration there for Jones the first year. Gets the push from behind, so Nazareth will go back man up here.
So they do get the one goal to the Red Devils off the man-up opportunity, but certainly when you have 2 minutes unreleasable, an opportunity to really get yourself back into the game by making it multiple goals. They'll take the one and make it a five-goal game, but they're going to have to follow it up with a kill of what will be a man-up opportunity for 60 seconds here for the Golden Flyers.
So in and on the man-up, the usual cast of crew for head coach Rob Randall. Luke Wooters up top. At far side, it's Joe Scott behind now in the wheel. Golden Flyers looking for goal number 9 on the day. Well, scoreless so far here in the second half. Now Wooter steps in. Scott for GLE. Heffel with a skip pass. Great job. Face dodge and score. Almost no angle there for
right.
Matt McDermott, but no worries as he...
Well,
what's that
fake
pass, Nick Baxter?
It's the fake. The fake creates everything there, faking it at first. And it's really, Baxter's played so well today that it's hard to criticize him. But to buy the fake on that angle, all you got to do in that angle is stay in position because he's got nothing to shoot with. But by buying the fake, it creates that upper corner for McDermott to go to make it a six-goal game once again.
McDermott with a nifty move at GLE there, throwing that fake and then finding the back of the net. Another cha-ching point for Nazareth as they get goal number 9, looking for double digits here in the third quarter. Zach Blumenstein will win by default.
And whatever it is that you got, coming off of that hit to Mike Smith, whatever momentum you got from the emotions of seeing your guy go down like that, from cashing in on the man-up goal, all wiped away by Nazareth being able to kill off the rest of the man-up opportunity and then followed up with a man-up goal on their own.
Here's a second line mids for Dave Webster. Austin Dodson, he can definitely let it go. We've seen some big rips by him. The Dickinson Athletics YouTube channel, you can watch his big shot against St. Mary's in Dickinson's first win here in 2015. Another big net pop shot from Dylan Marr here most recently for the Red Devils. Here's Colin Farrell, lefty shift and shake, trying to put that hitch move on. Move to his right and work it behind. Mitchell Andres will keep it hot. Here stepping in, face dodge from Mazarakis. Give it back to Kendall.
And you know, he had a look there, but it would have been coming from the wrong side of his body.
Mazarakis lets it go, and it's going to be backed up. We'll see what the call's going to be. It's going to go to Nazareth.
Yeah. And kind of an easy call to make.
We'll check that.
No.
We'll hang with the Red Devils.
Wow.
So, a little 50-50 there. Dickinson gets the benefit of the doubt. It's
I think that's a fortunate call for Dickinson, but he'll take it certainly down by 6 here in the third.
Face dodge by Dodson. Hounding pressure there from Vincent Perillo. He's been a stand-up guy on D all afternoon long.
Nice job knocking that one down. Can they turn it into a turnover? Indeed, Nazareth comes away with the ball, and that's exactly what we talked about, although this one's still being fought for.
2-on-1 ground ball situation. Good job by Andres to knock it away, but A.J. Small
lets it go over the line in order to get the ball back for the Flyers.
Quick restart. Here's Andres.
Wow.
We'll see. They're going to say, hang on a second.
Yeah, I thought they had said that it had gone off of Andres' stick. And, yeah.
Just a tough sequence there. It was a 2-on-1 ground ball situation. Kind of hit off two guys, ricocheted out of bounds. And then on the restart, they called it back. So both teams get a chance to take a little bit of a breather. you're just joining us, then welcome to the broadcast here on SFMSports.net. I'm Christian Payne alongside Glenn Clark. Fantastic first half and a little bit more here into the second between Dickinson and Nazareth.
If you're just joining us and you're a Dickinson fan, the bad news is you haven't missed much. If you're just joining us and you're a Nazareth fan, the good news is you're in good position.
Another miscue there in the second midfield line. Dotson looking for fellow senior Colin Farrell. Farrell was trying to go into the V-cut and couldn't get the pass.
Just cannot turn the ball over if you want to close into a six-goal gap. And look, there is still an awful lot of time in this game, and you have to point that out. I know there has been nothing so far that would suggest to you that Dickinson is prepared to go on some sort of run, but the clock is still very much in play for them. There are still 23 and a half minutes worth of game action in this one. Anyone can score six goals, seven, eight goals if necessary. Anyone can make up a six-goal difference, but you've got to completely change things around, and they just have not shown enough consistency on offense to feel strongly about their ability to do it. Now, you know, a one-minute span where they score a couple of goals could change our opinion about that, but right now they just look like a team that you don't really know if they've got it in them.
O'Brien was dodging downhill, got a double team from Dickinson. He'll pick it back up and move it quickly. Now far side. They're working. It's McDermott taking another shot. Good save, Nick Baxter. Good confidence booster there for Nick. Now in the third quarter, he had a fantastic first half with eight saves. Little flip shot. Baxter knocks it up into the air. It'll be in his crease, and he'll get a stick on it. Good defensive stand for the Devils. They'll go out across midfield, scooped back up by Graham Parsons.
Baxter, bark once if you're not allowing anything through on the doorstep. He's been good today, man. He has been really, really good. And it's tough to say that when nine goals have gotten passed. It's so tough to say, but what this game could be, if not for the play of Baxter, is something that bears repeating. We can only say it so many times. This could be a 12-13-3 game if it weren't for Baxter today.
Dickinson is down, but Nick Baxter could be our candidate right now for the red carpet on the insoles. How about that?
I see that you have the internet.
Oh, yes.
I see that you're
aware. Gotta love in the SFM booth. All of our colleagues working hard. Our producer today, as always, Steve Clendenin, joining us here in Owings Mills. Good shot from Trevenin. He fires it home for the Red Devils.
Low to low. Sneaks that one through, and again, as we said, time still very much on the side of the Red Devils right now. Cut it down to five here, and we go back to ever since it was a 5-0 game near the end of the first quarter. Everything's been even since then, completely even. Both teams have scored four times since then. The Red Devils have settled down. It's just that now they have to go about the work of making up for that five-goal advantage to start the game.
On the goal, it's Connor Murphy, the first year, sticks it off a great pass from Kobe Frankel. So Connor Murphy checks in for goal number four for the Devils. Now the lead just five for Nazareth. Dickinson trying to grab hold of that momentum.
A big opportunity for a faceoff win there that just couldn't be fielded cleanly. Fortunate for Dickinson, they're going to be awarded the ball off the call anyway and get the opportunity to go back to work. As we said, perhaps a one-minute span where you score twice could change things. This is a big opportunity for Dickinson right here.
And we'll settle in now. Seeing some action here in the second half. It's Strahd's for the Red Devils. Tyler working some quick moves.
Dickinson has not scored back-to-back goals at any point in today's game. Clearly, if you're going to overcome a five, it was as much as six-goal deficit, you're going to have to do that at some point.
Here's Chris Menard facing heavy pressure from the long pole for Nazareth. Good swim dodge by Chris. He'll skip pass inside. Llewellyn with a big shot, and he buries it. Tyler Llewellyn with the right hand and some emphasis. The sophomore from Baltimore with goal number two. Nice net pop there as he steps in and absolutely fires that past Michael Cucchetti. Dickinson now with five, cutting the advantage to just four.
And as we were just talking about, two goals in a minute can suddenly change things very quickly. Back-to-back goals for the first time today for Dickinson, and all of a sudden, what was dangerously moving towards Laffer territory, a four-goal game once again with still roughly 21 minutes to play here. This one, not quite a new game yet, but moving towards that territory if Dickinson can keep up the momentum right now.
Llewellyn from Menard, now 5:40 remains here in the third quarter, moving into an exciting final arena here for game number one. Great job by the Red Devils to come with a little bit of a comeback
trying
here
to do
so
too
far
much
in the second
there.
Half.
Trying to do too much and maybe feeling a little bit of pressure are the Golden Flyers at the moment. As you see Dickinson start to inch back into this one, maybe trying to do too much on the other end, gives the Red Devils the opportunity to try to make it a three-goal game.
Dickinson changing up their attack a little bit. Coach Webster getting some more guys into the game. Be Cherry behind, getting his first look of the afternoon. Mike Cherry, sophomore. His brother Matt was an All-American for the Red Devils in 2013, part of that 18-1 championship squad. Here's Llewellyn. He's got two goals to lead the Red Devils today. Menard just found him for a big shot. And Dylan Marr up top, that first midfield in for the Red Devils. Now Cherry will keep it hot. Murphy, who has a goal as well, first year back up top to Menard. Good hitch. Chris with a shot, just wide right. Good move. Good action from Menard.
And really right nice job split. Done behind the cage. You got to give a lot of credit there to Cherry for keeping inside position and making sure he backed that one up, because that was a good individual effort by Chastain to try to beat him to the goal line, or beat him to the end line, that is.
Menard on the inside will score. Tic-tac-toe. Dickinson with some absolutely beautiful ball movement. And there the Red Devils trying to come in to this second half with a little bit more edge, and they have found it. Dickinson now with three goals in a row. Chris Menard, the recipient of some beautiful ball movement. Cha-ching, Pascucci, and in for goal number six.
As close as they've been since the first quarter, in the last roughly 2 minutes, they have scored three goals to make it a 9-6 game. We said there was still plenty of time left, and Baxter had played well enough to keep them in the game. Now finally getting something going offensively. The pressure certainly shifting a bit more towards the side of the Golden Flyers right now, and they've got to settle down a bit and say, hey, look, we're still up by three goals. It's still very much our game, but they can't have moments like that where they just put the ball on the ground and give opportunities to the Red Devils. Fortunate are the Golden Flyers that they didn't turn the ball over once again there off a faceoff victory.
Simoneau with a timely win for the Golden Flyers. They've had great game management so far until this latest Dickinson run. So three goals in a row for the Red Devils. Chris Menard, our player to watch, finally gets on the scoreboard for goal number six. Beautiful ball movement on that last goal for Dickinson.
So many of the things that we brought up, Christian, that you see perhaps playing out here. We talked about a team going into the half happy. That you're almost thinking that you've already won the game because you've established a six-goal advantage at the half. And so you loosen up a bit in the second half. You don't play with the same determination. And because of it, all it takes is one thing going the wrong way, and suddenly things are snowballing a bit for Dickinson. This is a big possession, no doubt about that, for Nazareth.
Here come the Golden White with a little bit more to play for now with 3:15 remaining in the third. Christian Payne alongside Glenn Clark. D3 lacrosse action heating up in game one of the 2015 Green Turtle Classic.
It's a good run for Fallow, but nothing to show for it. Is a good job done sliding by the Red Devils.
Down on the defensive end for Dickinson. Andy Grabis in with the pole and the coverage at X, working against Wooters. Luke with a big shot, saved by Nick Baxter. Good job on that question mark.
I like that
Luke
shot
Wooters
a lot
fire
more.
The shot, but even better save by Baxter.
Well, I like that shot a lot more in a six-goal game than I do in a three-goal game. I mean, that's a fortunate again are the Flyers. They're going to hold on to this ball because that was a fairly easy shot for Baxter. As good as he's been, you almost would have liked to have seen him make the catch on that one because there wasn't a ton on that shot.
There was Heffel quickly. Now it's Fanning in the middie from behind working against Dodson. Two seniors going at it. A good opportunity. Fowler will take it, but he doesn't switch planes, and Baxter denies
him. Oh, no. No, that's... If you're a Dickinson fan, that's just got to kill you, what you see right there. Baxter makes the save. All of the momentum on the side of the Red Devils, but just a little bit lazy in not identifying who was around him as he prepared to make the outlet pass. There was no reason to try to do it so quickly, and because of it, just seconds later, it's a four-goal game once again.
Luke Wooters with the timely play there. That's just lacrosse IQ. He's hanging around the crease, just snags it out of midair on the clearing attempt by Nick Baxter, and an easy goal for the senior. Now he has a hat trick and the momentum back for Nazareth.
Man, Baxter's been so good today, but again, on this possession alone, you saw him unable to make the catch on the easy save, and then that time he makes the save, and then he just doesn't look. I mean, he was looking to his left the whole way. By the time he decided to fire towards the middle, there is absolutely no reason to attempt a pass like that. I have no idea. It's hard to criticize a young man when he's played his heart out the way that Baxter has today, but that might turn out to be the biggest moment of the game. An opportunity after cutting it to three to get it even closer. And then that happens. That one's tough to stomach.
Luke Wooters stops the three. Dickinson goal run with his third of the afternoon. Now back in the driver's seat is Nazareth. They'll keep the ball hot and work through their offensive set. Going with this circle, then they kind of shift into that 3-1-2 offensive set. Here's O'Brien with some quick movement.
And Nazareth stem the tide. All the momentum clearly had shifted to the side of the Red Devils, but they're able to re-extend that lead to four, and now with the ball, very late in the third quarter, an opportunity to make it a five-goal game again going to the fourth, which would really be just about as close to a dagger as you could imagine.
Burdick draws the double team, shot and score, and a huge goal for Nazareth. Just absolutely pinging the top left corner is Dan O'Brien. He had the first goal, and now he has goal number 11 at a big time for the Golden White.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what we're talking about, right? That's the type of goal that it makes you forget that for a second Dickinson was even really back into this game here in the third quarter. That for all of the work they did to make this a game again, here we are just shortly after that, and you know we're about to go to the fourth quarter, and it's once again teetering towards Laffer territory.
1:10 left, and those goals you let up in the final minute of any quarter are always ones that are going to hurt. So Dickinson needs the ball back right now, but they don't get it. Another gritty faceoff win by Drew Simoneau. He's been money at that faceoff X.
And that ball, by the way, he was looking to go across the field, and briefly it was almost interrupted by Loscalzo, who had no idea that that was a cross-field pass and could have created a turnover on his own.
And Nazareth will likely kind of play for that last shot in under 1 minute. We'll see if this Dickinson D can stand strong. Zach Blumenstein now in light coverage against McDermott.
It was back a 9-3 game. Dickinson cut it to 9-6. Had the opportunity off of a save from Baxter to try to get it even closer. And in that moment, Baxter just had a bit of a brain cramp. Very quick turnover, very quick goal for Wooters. And now it's an 11-6 game with Nazareth and the opportunity to...
O'Brien finds Heffel. Troy wanted that one back. He had a little bit of angle, tried to stick it far side, just couldn't find his mark.
It's 8 seconds to play here in quarter number three, so they have to get something off quick.
Heffel will do the honors on the restart. DJ Henderson in coverage for Dickinson. Now 5 ticks left. Troy Heffel, lefty cradle, now up to GLE. Looking to feed. Instead, he'll try to get a shot off now under
great
one
defense.
Second. And great defense by DJ Henderson for Dickinson. So the Red Devils put together a fantastic three-goal run. They are once within three at 9-6. But then Nazareth coming back with some vengeance of their own in three quarters. Your score, Nazareth 11, Dickinson 6. We'll be back with quarter number 4. This is the Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net.
Follow us on Twitter
at Go Mustang Sports.
So good to see you. Got a dance right out of my shoes. Don't need a reason. All I really need is you. Just for the fun. Delicious, crisp taste of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the feel of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke, just wanna catch ya. It's electric when you hit my lips. Feels so good to hold ya. It's the no calories that makes me feel like this. Just for the fun of it. Just for the thrill of it. Just for the love, just for the taste of it. Diet Coke, Diet Coke.
This is the Green Turtle Classic, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back for the final stretch here from Owings Mills. Quarter number four between Nazareth and Dickinson. The Golden Flyers on top, 11-6 over the Red Devils. I'm Christian Payne alongside Glenn Clark. It has been a fantastic lacrosse game so far. We've seen runs from both sides. Dickinson needs the ball back. They need it right now. They put together already a run here in the second half. They've got to duplicate it and equal that energy on the defensive end, Glenn. It's going to be an exciting final end to this first game of the 2015 Green Turtle Classic.
You know, it's not impossible, but you don't feel great about emotionally where the Red Devils have to be after doing all of the work they did to get back into this one in the third quarter, and then sort of it seeing it all go away in the final moments as Nazareth re-extended their lead to 11-6.
Tyler White charging in. He'll shoot and score. The senior middy out on the break. Nobody picks him up in the slide package, and he fires that home. He's pumped up, too. Gives Dickinson life right out of the gate for quarter number four. Tyler White with his first on the afternoon. Cuts the Nazareth advantage to just four.
Well, so much for me knowing anything about lacrosse. As I'm sitting here talking about not knowing where they'd be at emotionally, Tyler White says, we're just fine. Going as if he could hear me from the field. We're good. We'll just handle it this way. We'll get 7 seconds in and cut that lead back down to four and know that we need to have a big quarter ahead of us. And if we can, we'll have an opportunity here. If I were Dickinson, what I would do is do the exact same thing on this possession right here.
I agree with you, partner. Back to the faceoff battle. It's Blumenstein going at Simoneau with that double pull lineup for the Red Devils. It seemed to work.
Big opportunity to come away with that one. Just couldn't field it. Ball still in the air.
Ball in the air. It's
the call's going to
whistle dead.
Yep.
It will go Dickinson's direction.
Nah.
We'll have to hang and see what the call is going to be. Maybe
it's going to go the way of the Golden Flyers. I was going to say, it looked like there were two officials that were confused, but the one closest to us, it definitely signaled it was going to go Nazareth's way.
Now it's the defense's turn to step up for the Red Devils. Nazareth has been solid all afternoon long on offense. A bunch of different goal scorers today for Rob Randall on the offensive attack. Just really headlined by three goals today to lead all scorers by Luke Wooters.
Can't help but be impressed by this Nazareth team. I mean, they have done just about everything today. They've come away with defensive stops. Now, a lot of the turnovers have been unforced, but they've come away with some stops today. Cucchitti hasn't been tested a ton. He's played well. The attack.
Arnold charging in. That's another split save for Nick Baxter. This time he gets it off cleanly to his D-middy, but
I'm just going to stay here. The attack
ball,
has been
foul.
So outstanding that, again, they've scored 11 goals, and as we mentioned a few times, given how Baxter has played, it could be 16. I mean, their attack has just been spectacular. They've worked the ball around well. They've taken good shots. They've been aggressive. The attack for Nazareth has been really, really special to watch.
Feed towards the inside. Wooters looking for number four. He's stuffed by Nick Baxter. Back-to-back saves for the junior. He is starting to stand on his head and really be the key go-to guy for Dickinson across this matchup.
Well, and he's bounced back well from that, you know, just awful turnover in the third quarter when it was a 9-6 game, and he had the opportunity to sort of start an outlet and maybe get it a little bit closer. Instead, had the ball taken away by Wooters. Baxter's really bounced back from that. He hasn't let that moment really kill him here at the end of the game. He's come up with some big saves since then to keep the Red Devils within shouting distance, at least.
The Devils will settle in with just about 13 minutes left to go in this ball game. Mitchell Andres back into the mix. He'll charge in, take that shot, and score. The first year with the right-to-left split, the quickness to beat three Golden Flyer defenders, and he fires it home for his first of the afternoon. It couldn't have come at a bigger time for the Devils.
Back-to-back goals for Dickinson. They got within three in the third quarter before the Flyers scored the final two goals of the third quarter. And if I'm Coach Randall on the Nazareth side, I got to think about a timeout here is, you know, once you extended it back to five, you might have had the feeling that, okay, you know, maybe now Dickinson will just go away. But this has been now sustained from Dickinson since about the midway point of the third quarter. And they're a goal away from making this a game once again.
Back to the face-off battle we go. This has been the good matchup in the second half. Zach Blumenstein against Drew Simoneau. Drew got the clamp and will scoop it cleanly this time.
Big face-off win for Simoneau. And he's been there for them when they've needed it the most. Each time now, twice, that Dickinson's cut it to three led to a face-off victory on the other side.
Troy Heffel will step it in. And Nazareth likely will go with a lengthy possession here to stop any type of momentum that Dickinson has built up. You know that Dave Webster had a great motivational speech in that third quarter huddle. He is a seasoned veteran head coach. Both head coaches beginning their tenures at each program in 2001, so into the 14th year here in 2015. They've seen a little bit of everything. Dickinson, not used to this type of situation this year specifically, but they're doing a good job to respond.
And see, there was a switch there, and briefly a man open in front of the cage. Instead, that ball's going to go back the way of the Red Devils, is merely getting a stick on it, but not enough to keep it in. Oh, and that was a great opportunity for Dickinson just off the stick of Dane Huber.
Huber was charging out of the box, a quick restart. That's how Dickinson scored their last goal.
It was O'Brien, by the way, who tried to keep it in for Nazareth, was unable to do so. And again, once it got over midfield, that was what caused the turnover. And Dickinson with possession, so much time still in this game, 11:45. If they can cash in on this possession, they'll be cooking with gas at that point.
Here we go for the second midfield once again for Dave Webster's Red Devils. Kobe Frankel over the far side. It was Farrell there. Now to find Andres, the latest goal scorer for Dickinson. Here's a short stick matchup for Dodson. We'll move it on. Two-man game with Farrell. Collin right to left split. Now back up top here. Look for Rob Kendall to be on that righty. Allen, you know he'll take the shot. Frankel jumping up to make a good catch. Andres with good pressure on the gloves by Brian DeFelice.
Every possession so big for Dickinson at the moment.
Now 11 minutes even to go in game number one of the 2015 Green Turtle Classic.
Smart by Dodson. You can't take that shot from that angle. Good to pull that back. Even if they give you the space, these possessions are just too big in the fourth quarter to have one of them go for an easy save for Caccini.
Frankel working against A.J. Small. The Red Devils trying to work through this circle a little bit. Face dodge by the inside netting. No goal, but a flag is down. We'll see what the call is going to be. And I'll take that back. It's actually
that
a goal.
The
ball goes through. Puccini was there in coverage. Looked like he had the saver. Was on the side netting, but it goes into the back of the net. So everything going the Red Devils' way here in quarter number four. Just a two-goal lead for Nazareth. It was at 9-3 at one point.
Yep. Glenn,
we were almost about to write this game off, but if you're a D3 lacrosse fan, this is what you live for. It's going down to the wire. The Red Devils starting to flex their muscles here late on in this game.
You ever seen a more delayed response to a goal in your life? I mean, that was 20 seconds before anybody realized, hey, that one's in the back of the net. It's a two-goal game.
Rob Kendall, the goal scorer there. It's his second. He scored the first for the Devils way back at the beginning of the second quarter. So a quick timeout taken by Nazareth. Rob Randall has just a few things to talk about with his defense after this Dickinson team. Out to a big run here in the second half. 11-9 in favor of Nazareth. We'll take a quick break here. This is the Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net.
Driving can be frustrating, but aggressive driving will get you nowhere. Speeding or ignoring traffic signals is dangerous and unlawful, resulting in tickets, fines, and points. You can't control traffic, but you can control your driving. So plan an alternate route and allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Drive courteously, because like aggressive driving, courtesy is contagious. And wear your seatbelt. It's the law in Maryland, and your best defense against an aggressive driver. This message brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation and this station.
Back to the Green Turtle Classic, live from Owings Mills, Maryland, on the Mustang Sports Network.
Welcome back here. Fourth quarter action heats up thanks to some great goals by the Dickinson Red Devils. The latest off the stick of Rob Kendall. A little bit of an unorthodox play, but he gets it into the back of that. Nonetheless, 11-9, your score. And Christian Payne alongside Glenn Clark here for D3 lacrosse action. Six of the best teams in the nation go at it today. This is game number one of our triple header here on a beautiful Saturday afternoon in Owings Mills. Back to the faceoff. And Glenn, this has been a good battle here in the fourth quarter. It will get even better here in the final 10:30.
Well, when Nazareth has needed him, Seminole has come through with some big faceoff victories today. They certainly need him right now, as all of the momentum is on the side of the Red Devils at the moment.
Zach Blumenstein against Drew Seminole. That's what we've seen here. The later portions of this game, Seminole with the pinch and pop this time wins it cleanly.
Just as we were saying, when they've needed him, he has come away with some big ones. Now with 10:26 to play, Nazareth at least needs a good possession right now. They don't necessarily have to score right here, but they at least need a good possession, settle things down a little bit, and don't allow the momentum to continue for Dickinson. They need to at least hold on to the ball for a little while, get a couple of shots maybe. If they get a goal, that would be massive, but they at least need to slow down this train right now that's rolling for the Red Devils.
Wooters looks to go with a righty dodge against Ace Suda. Short stick D-Mitty, one of the best in the Centennial, if not D3. Wooters thought he had a little window there. Now it's Fanning. Kyle, the big senior Mitty, working down low.
He was using his lower body to create position. I thought he was going to go on goal, but no need to rush right now. Just need a good shot.
Wooters tries to just muscle his way through the entire Red Devil crease. It's picked up by his running mate, Troy Heffel. Good solid defensive stand here for the Devils. We'll see what approach this Dickinson team takes now with under 10 left to go. A two-goal ball game, so no worries.
No reason right now. That ball was deflected, and so it'll stay down this end. No reason yet. Still too much time and too close a game to go with anything besides your normal defense at the moment.
Fanning, the lefty cradle, working against the short stick. Behind the back shot, nearly had the bottom left corner.
Yeah, I mean, that was hopeful, too. Pretty to look at, for sure. I mean, it was fancy, but nothing really there. Backed up, so there's no real risk attached to it either. If, you know, the 5% chance ends up playing out and that goes in, you've got one that might be a SportsCenter top 10 nominee.
O'Neill working against Suda. He'll work it through X. Here's Heffel feeding towards the inside. Shot and score. Beautiful
Perfect.
Combination. Nick Arnold, Perfect. The recipient of a fantastic pass by Heffel. And Nazareth back on the board with a great goal by Nick Arnold.
Exactly what Nazareth needed on that possession. Things starting to get away from them a bit. They needed to run everything the right way. They needed a great set. And you see the frustration from Baxter because of all the hard work that he's put in today. That one was really easy for Arnold to finish that one off. I don't know what you can ask for from Baxter in that moment. He's been really good today. And now, for Nazareth, you've stemmed the tide once again. You've cut off a run, made it a three-goal game. Let's go back to playing lacrosse.
Campbell trying to win it this time. He's back to faceoff X. He pushes it forward to his wing. Now it's picked up by Dickinson. Tyler White has it, hounded by two Nazareth Flyers.
How does he still have that ball?
My goodness, great composure by Tyler White to hang with it.
How in the world did he hold on to that one? Boy, you can't. Don't want to turn it over after all that. I have no clue how Tyler White did not lose that ball. Three defenders on top of him. The ball hit the ground at one point. I don't think he had any clue where the ball was a couple of times during all that. He might not have known where he was a couple of times during all that. That was a harrowing experience, and somehow Tyler White manages to hold on to it.
May not know how White hung on to that one, but what we do know is he does put in many hours in the weight room in the Durden Athletic Training Center in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, certainly paying off in the final quarter here in game number one. It's Menard with the swim move inside. Llewellyn thought he had a shot, hangs on to it though. Now it's Mitchell Andres. He's got a goal here in the fourth for Dickinson. Ball hot. Menard with a big shot just wide right.
Yeah, didn't have really enough of the angle on that one. It came from a good position, but he was a little bit out of control as he took the shot there, and so he wasn't able to swing it back towards the net.
Three-goal advantage for the Golden Flyers. Here's Mitchell Andres. First year looking to dodge. Nice fake. Feet across the side, and there's Mazarakis on the doorstep.
Wow.
Falling to the turf with no angle. And George Mazarakis gets goal number one in the clutch. Naz with the goal against Naz off a great feed from Mitchell Andres across the crease. And Dickinson moving back into that momentum swing down by just two.
So this has turned out to be pretty fun, huh? This has turned out to be a fun little fourth quarter. I mean, that's just a strong individual effort right there by Mazarakis. To see that ball through, he had to go to his knees and yet still somehow get the shot off at roughly goal line extended by the time he took it. That's a tremendous individual effort right there. A good look. How that ball got snuck through, I'm not entirely sure. I mean, Andres found some sort of space to get it through. Mazarakis goes low, catches the ball. That's the first thing you have to do there. You can't shoot it until you catch the ball, and that's really difficult. It sounds simple enough, but it's difficult in that moment. Catches it and then immediately gets the ball back out and puts it on goal. But Simino there with the response once again for Nazareth. When they've needed him, he's come away with big faceoff win after big faceoff win today.
Simino, the fantastic senior standout at the faceoff X out of Manchester, New Hampshire, gets another win, but we'll have to hang on a second. Ball loose on the turf. Some big hits, but scooped backed up by, guess who, Troy Heffel.
Yeah, and it looked like there might have been a kick in there, and I think, unfortunately for Dickinson, Jake Harrington came in after that one and really never saw the ball. And if he had, he probably could have fielded that one and had it going the other way. Instead, he merely kicked it, and in kicking it, he actually ended up giving it right back to Nazareth.
The Devils with the latest goal thanks to a fantastic feed from Mitchell Andres finding a falling George Mazarakis for the Red Devils. Now 6:45 remains here in this game. Another shot with no angle, no time, but somehow finds the back of the net. Troy Heffel, big players make big plays, and that was one of them right there as he fires it past Nick Baxter for goal number 13.
I just don't know if Baxter was expecting the shot right there. It seemed like it took him a second to react to it after it came. It was a lot of space, and so you understand Heffel taking the shot. I'm trying to look at it again. Baxter, there was a screen there, and he actually got it around. This was the problem. DJ Henderson ended up creating a screen for Baxter, so by the time he saw where the ball was coming from, he didn't have enough time to react to it.
Decent slide there for Henderson. Just an even better shot by Troy Heffel. Buries that one.
Heffel's second goal of the day.
Naz was trying to gain back momentum. This is how they can do it. Another faceoff win. That's two in a row.
Man, it's nice to have a guy like Semino. And how much has Dickinson missed Castro today in these moments? That, you know, everything going the wrong way to start the game, but work your way back into it late. You just need a couple of faceoff wins. And Semino has come up with the biggest ones that he could possibly come up with. I mean, I have no rooting interest in the game, so I don't want it to seem like I'm lamenting anything on behalf of Dickinson, but it's a shame for them to not have their face-off specialist available to them in these biggest moments. And instead, I credit Semino because he has done a wonderful job.
Charging in for Nazareth, Cameron Fry out of the box. That shot well wide. 6 minutes even left to go here in Owings Mills. It's been an exciting matchup. Three goals separate these two squads. Nazareth has led throughout this ballgame by as many as six goals.
Well, now we're getting into must-stop territory once again for Dickinson, that they've done a lot of work to make it an interesting game, but if Nazareth were to cash in here and around the five-minute mark have a four-goal lead, that would just about do it at that point. So this is a must-stop for Dickinson at the moment.
Wooters with a step. He'll shoot it off the crossbar. Dickinson dodging a huge bullet right there as Wooters had two steps on his defender. A flag down. And it will go against Dickinson. So untimely error, really just not when the Devils want to go back man down, as they would have had a fast break right there.
Make it a must two way. Stops, that is, Christian, a must two stops. They came up with one with some good fortune, obviously. They came up with one. Now you're going to have to come up with another one here with 5.5 minutes to play.
Not that Nick Baxter needs it, but he's got to be thanking that pipe right now, his best friend. He'll have to put his big boy shoes on here for another man-up situation. He has had them on throughout the entirety of this game. He's really been the goaltender, the standout for Dickinson. He's a big reason why the Red Devils are still in this one.
Minute on this penalty. And again, you would imagine Nazareth not in a rush to take anything.
Now working up top, Nazareth will have one crease man. And there it's Walter.
If you're Nazareth, you might even be willing to let the penalty expire before you take a shot, because the clock is your friend at the moment, up three with under 5 minutes to play. And still about 20 seconds remaining on this man-up situation. And you see they do not appear to be in any sort of rush.
Wooters at that point now with lacrosse ball. It's Fellow. He'll take his time. Here's Luke working at the point, scanning through that crease, looking for a feed. Finds Fellow. A little quick movement up top. Not too much pressure from the Devils, just trying to keep it tight and rely on their goalkeeper. Now penalty releases.
And now let's see what the officials decide, if they tell him to go to the goal here or not. You would imagine they got a... It's been a long possession, clearly, here for Nazareth. They've had the ball for over 2 minutes at this point. You'd imagine at some point the officials are going to say, look, you can't just stand around anymore.
Crucial possession right here, 4:10 left. Ball bobbled near midfield, but picked back up by the steady stick of Wooters. He's got the short stick on him.
Harrington just wasn't close enough to try to make a play off that bobble. And now you're getting to the territory. Dickinson might have to start thinking about pressuring, doubling.
Nice slide there by Josh Ryder. to come and get on the hands of Wooters, who looked like he had an easy path to the goal.
And it looks like that's what Dave Webster's going to take the time out for here, is to say, hey, we need to talk about defensive strategy right now and what we do to try to get this ball away, because we can't just sit back and watch as Nazareth bleeds off the final 3:51 of this game.
This is what you've been waiting for. Fasten your seatbelts. The final 3:51 left to go, with Nazareth on top 13-10 over Dickinson. This is the Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net.
This week on Geico's Stuff Found in Your Car, we look inside your rear door pocket.
Oh, hey. Yeah, me, the almond. Possibly one of the healthiest snacks, just rolling around in the crumbs of inferior foods. You were too busy to save me, but are you too busy to switch your car insurance to Geico, where you could save hundreds of dollars in just 15 minutes? Probably not. Saving money with Geico is awesome. Almonds, on the other hand, are just a superfood. No big deal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
This is the Green Turtle Classic, powered by sfmsports.net.
This is it here for the 2015 Green Turtle Classic, game number one. The final 3:51. Dickinson has a lot to prove. Down by 3 goals. They need the momentum. They need it right here and right now. Had great game management, great goal scoring, a lot of assists on these second half goals for Dickinson. And right now, they just need some defense, and they need a quick turnover here for Nazareth team that's really taking care of the ball very well today.
No doubt about that. And this is where you're going to have to start seeing them take some chances, take some risk, come over, help out a little bit defensively. And as you see right now, Baxter willing to come out of the goal and try to help defensively, as they got to come away with some doubles and do exactly what they did right there.
Slay Suter with the strip, ball still loose, picked up by Baxter well out of the goal. Now back to Blumenstein across midfield. Here come the Red Devils. This is exactly what they needed. He runs into some traffic. He'll flip it over to Ace Suter, and Dickinson back in business.
And anytime they don't have the ball here, you would imagine they would have to do the same thing. They're going to have to stay aggressive, trying to erase a 3-goal deficit in 3 minutes.
Suda want that nifty kind of Canadian left hand, I like to call it, but ooh, not backed up.
That's what it was. It was in the crease is what they called. He was in the crease. That's a terrible time for that. I know Suda isn't a natural offensive player, but you could not have that happen with 3 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter and trailing by 3 goals. And they're going to have to be aggressive again here defensively.
You know, in that situation, it's okay to go to the goal, but not too much in the category of numbers there going against 3 guys on the crease. Here's Wooters looking to close the door for Nazareth, working against DJ Henderson. Now 2:40 remaining here. This first game of the 2015 Green Turtle Classic, and ripped high over the net.
If you're the Golden Flyers, you're keeping your eyes open, and this is, it's going to be Webster who takes timeout. It's going to be Dickinson's timeout, but you've got to be keeping your eyes open when the doubles come. That means someone else is standing wide open, and you have no problem if that person's standing wide open in front of the goal, allowing them to try to expand this to a 4-goal lead.
So plenty of goal scorers on both sides in the second half. The Red Devils really firing in a couple fantastic shots to make this a very interesting lacrosse game. Scoring started way back when for Nazareth with Dan O'Brien. Kyle Fanning also checking in that first half. Heffel with a couple goals. Wooters with a hat trick. Will Fallow with a goal next to his name in both halves. Matt O'Neill, Mick Dermott as well, also checking in for goals for Nazareth. And rounding out that goal scoring column for the Golden Flyers is Arnold on the other side. Rob Kendall with a pair of goals, and so does Tyler Llewellyn with two next to his name. Dylan Marr with a big rip here in the second half. Connor Murphy also checking in for a second half goal. Chris Menard finally getting on the board with a huge goal, really, to tie that game to 3 back in the third quarter. Tyler White also with the goal. Mitchell Andres and George Mazarakis with the latest for the Red Devil.
Well, if Nazareth indeed hangs on, Christian, and at this point it looks more and more like they will, the story of this one will be the first quarter, that everything that could go wrong went wrong for Dickinson in the first quarter. Everything that could go right went right for Nazareth. And from that point, it was pretty much a lacrosse game. You know, ever after the first quarter, the last 3 quarters have just been lacrosse, pretty even up. In fact, Dickinson since that point has outscored Nazareth 10-8. The problem is you spot them a 5-goal lead, and those first 4 just crucial turnovers in this game, and it's been almost impossible for them to fully overcome.
Devils out in the Mad Dog set, if you will, out of the cage, now into the game for Dickinson. Andrew Jones in the cage, actually playing some defense right now behind the goal. and trying to double get the ball back. They desperately need it with 2 minutes and 10 seconds remaining here in Owings Mills. Good pick by Heffel to keep it alive.
Somebody's got to make a play here for Dickinson to give them any sort of a chance. And Nazareth, this is the drill that you run all the time in practice. I mean, you have worked on this situation every day, just holding on to the ball, not allowing someone to take it away from you. That shot gets blocked, and it's going to go out backed up by Dickinson. So
way to go by Andrew Jones, the first year coming in cold with a huge save on an empty net. He was well out of his goal line and gets the ball back for Dickinson. Here's White across midfield with 1:40 left. It's right here right now for the Devils. Full head of steam for White. Charging in. He has a shot, and that will be wide left. Backed up by Andres.
Yep, Andres does a good job there. It would have been, he would have put himself in a precarious position if he tried to pick that ball up, but they got to score quickly, down three with a minute and a half. I mean, they cannot sit and wait on this one. You don't want to force it, but you need to try to get something towards goal, and that's going to be hurtful.
Mazarakis had that pass picked off, scooped up originally by Nazareth, still loose.
No call.
And we'll stay with Dickinson.
There was a big shoulder in there, no call from it.
Skip sort of pass. Now here's Llewellyn with a big shot, and that would have been huge. He just missed by about 2 inches over the crossbar.
The other difficult spot here is you have to remain in control. I know it's a desperate moment, but you can't just allow your emotions to get the best of you and fire things wildly. Bad passes, bad shots.
Menard, skip pass. Here's Kendall. Ready cradle. Under a minute left to play. Dickinson's got to move really fast if they want to get into this one.
And just too much time coming off the clock right now. 50 seconds left. It's almost sort of doesn't matter even if they are able to find a goal.
Willen with a shot off a beautiful feed from Austin Dodson with 43 left.
You can see the reaction from Dickinson players. It's muted for sure as they know how much time that took in order to get the ball in the back of the net. 43.2 seconds. It's as simple as this. This is face-off of your life at the moment. They absolutely have to win this face-off, and they've got between 20 to give themselves a reasonable chance. They got to have at least 12 or 13 seconds on the clock. So they've got between 20 and 30 seconds to win a faceoff here and try to get the ball in the back of the net to have any sort of chance at the end of the game.
Blumenstein and Simoneau at the X. This would be big for Dickinson. Huge faceoff victory by Simoneau, and that will probably do it.
All day. All day.
Llewellyn scored there to cut it to two, but the first year couldn't quite do it against the seasoned senior. Now with 25 ticks left, Dickinson in a hurry, just trying to get the ball back and make anything happen.
Ball still on the ground.
Big hit. DJ Henderson comes through, and that's a huge flag right in front of the official.
That'll do it. And not that it wasn't really over before then, but you can see just Henderson completely out of control, just coming in, trying to hit something. Emotions getting the best of you. Frustrating to have put in so much effort today and see it fall short. You have that feeling of, well, you guys didn't really win, you just survived. And you get frustrated because you played so well, and Henderson gets the major penalty there. And it's not going to matter because there's only 21 seconds left in the game, but you don't like seeing that, and that's the type of thing that Dave Webster is going to have to pull him aside and say, hey, there's no place for that. I don't care how frustrated you are. We're all frustrated. We got a game tomorrow. You know, we got a whole season in front of us. Don't do dumb things. Don't do the types of things that, you know, are going to have you have a reputation or have us being watched closer because you do silly things like that.
10 seconds left. All Nazareth has to do is run out the clock here. Last pickup for the Devils. It'll be a final shot for Dickinson. Here's Andres trying to work it in. Can't find anybody. And that will do it. Your final here in Owings Mills from Mustang Stadium. Nazareth 13, Dickinson 11. The Golden Flyers improved to 4-2 on the year. A fantastic game throughout for the Gold and White. Moving in with a lot of goal scorers. Great ball movement. A nice team win in game number one of the 2015 Green Turtle Classic. Dickinson falls to 2-4 on the year, but you got to take your hat off to the Red Devils for just a heck of a second half performance. At one point, they were down 9-3. Dickinson fans certainly got to just look to that second half as a sign of good light moving into a tough Centennial Conference schedule ahead. Moving into the Empire 8 schedule, now Nazareth with a big statement win next to their name.
No doubt about that, Christian. A solid effort from both teams. And this is a great event. This is the first of three games today. Three more games tomorrow. We appreciate the Green Turtle making it happen. Be sure to visit the Owings Mills Green Turtle, located just 10 minutes from Mustang Stadium, during this weekend's Classic. Show your ticket to your server and get $5 off your purchase of $25 or more. Located at 2 Restaurant Drive South in Owings Mills, the Green Turtle combines comfort food, a casual atmosphere, and a sports bar theme where families, friends, and fans of all ages feel right at home.
For Dickinson, the hat trick for Tyler Llewellyn, not enough. Just 11 goals on the day. Your final 13-11 in favor of Nazareth. Player of the game here with a hat trick for the gold and white. Luke Wooters is the go-to guy moving forward once again for Nazareth. So for our entire production crew, our lead producer today, Steve Glendenin. For my color analyst here, Glenn Clark, I'm Christian Payne. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be back with matchup number two, set to start at 4:30 here in sunny Owings Mills. It'll be Lynchburg, the Hornets, to take on the Red Dragons of Cortland State. Once again, your final, Nazareth 13, Dickinson 11. This has been the Green Turtle Classic with SFMSports.net.
This season, never miss a single goal with the Mustang Sports Network.
Taylor Morgan, transfer out of Maryland. Right down the middle, he shoots and scores!
Watch all men's and women's lacrosse home games live at GoMustangSports.com. If you can't be near a computer, listen on your mobile device. Just visit SFMSports.net and tap on Listen Live. After the game, come back for our post-game chats with the coaches and student-athletes.
You got Pat Cannon back with Stephen Bannock. They do a lot of the same things.
Pat's just a goal scorer. You know, he makes plays and stuff, and he's able to finish from tough angles and feed, and he's just such a tough guard.
The Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
This is the Green Turtle Classic on the Mustang Sports Network. Now, back to the press box for game highlights and a final breakdown of the stats.
Back at Mustang Stadium for the post-game show here on SFMSports.net. Christian Payne alongside Glenn Clark. The final for game number one, Nazareth 13, Dickinson 11. We had a ton of great plays throughout, but all of the great ones we'll look at here in the second half are up next. Really moving in, Dickinson needed the energy out of the timeout, that big hit coming in, and then moving away with Nazareth able to get the ground ball and move ahead. Now here for the Golden Flyers, moving in, McDermott with a good little hitch, and he gets the back of the net past Nick Baxter. Fantastic job by McDermott to find the back of the net. Then for the Devils, Murphy responds. Connor, the first year, just buries it into the back left corner of the net. Dickinson trying to find the energy, and they do. Good feed from Menard to Tyler Llewellyn, the sophomore from Baltimore. Cha-ching, top right corner. Then Dickinson continues the energy in the right direction. This time off some great ball movement, it's Chris Menard with the lefty bouncer in the middle to find the back of the net. That was a three-goal run for the Devils. But then Nazareth able to respond. That time it was a save by Nick Baxter. But, hey, hang on. Luke Wooters there in the clutch. He picks it off and the fist pump to go along. Then we move on. O'Brien moving in for another goal. Good job on the feed there from Burdick. O'Brien sticks it with some range there. Now we move ahead to the fourth quarter for Dickinson off the quick restart. It's Tyler White taking some opportunistic play his way. Good little job to move in past three defenders and stick it for the Devils. Now Mitchell Andres, the first year, trying to earn his stripes, and he does with a play just like that. Diving in, gets checked to the turf. No worries, the bouncer into the back of the net. Then Kendall for Dickinson. The good face dodge in close. We thought it hit the side net, but wait, it goes across the line. Hands up by the official. Goal good for Kendall. Dickinson finding energy late. Now it was the Nazareth Golden Eagles' time to respond. This beautiful pass caught by
ball watching in for the goal is Arnold for the gold and white. Then back on the other end, this was maybe one of the best passes of the game. The stick fake faked everybody out. Andres there diving to the turf. It's Mazarakis finding the back of the net, making it a great ball game at 12-10 at that point. But then it was Nazareth to close the door. Troy Heffel, lefty laser beam. Thank you very much. Great goal for him to make it 13-10. Then the final goal of the game, Tyler Llewellyn able to come in off a feed from Austin Dotson, but it was a little bit too late for the Devils as the final here from Owings Mills, 13-11. Your score, Nazareth comes away with a big win. And Glenn, we look at those highlights. So much for Dickinson fans, really to hang their hats on here, obviously in terms of results, but plays like that are ones that they can continue against tough Centennial Conference competition coming up next couple
and
weeks.
Again, knowing they've got to play again here tomorrow, no doubt about that. And next couple of things that jump out at you on the stats, again, the shot. Dickinson did a good job of trying to keep it even after the big advantage in the first half. Again, they were outshot by 17 in the first half. They actually outshot the Flyers by one in half number two. They were outshot for the game 48-32. The turnovers evened up as the game went along. We said it was a 7-4 advantage in the turnover department at the half for Nazareth. Well, Nazareth actually turned the ball over 8 times in the second half to just 4 for Dickinson. So much went right for the Red Devils in the second half, just not enough to fully close what had been as much as a 6-goal gap.
With the win, Nazareth improves to 4-3 on the season, and Dickinson falls to 2-4 on the year. So great action to start this out. The Green Turtle Classic, always a fantastic event here at Mustang Stadium, hosted by Stevenson. Once again, your final in game number one, Nazareth 13, Dickinson 11. Up next, we'll be back with you live here from Mustang Stadium for game number two. It's another big matchup in D3. The scene heats up as now we move into top 25 matchups for the remainder of this Saturday afternoon. Up next at 4:30, it's Lynchburg-Cortland. Then after that, Stevenson, the host, against Cabrini. Up next, Lynchburg versus Cortland. For our producer, Steve Clendenin, my analyst, Glenn Clark, I'm Christian Payne, saying so long just for a bit here from Stevenson. Your final, Nazareth 13, Dickinson 11. This is the Green Turtle Lacrosse Classic with SFMSports.net.
This presentation of the Green Turtle Classic has been brought to you by the Mustang Sports Network, the official broadcast network of Stevenson Athletics. Visit SFMSports.net to watch post-game interviews with the coaches and to listen to game archives.